This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
Straight state final. It's the Wildcats and the Hornets coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. And with all of today's action, we take you live to Axtell with KKPR's Craig Eckert.
Good evening from Axtell. It is going to be a good one here between Axtell and Giltner in round two of the D1 playoffs. Giltner beat Axtell 38-7 earlier in the year, and not too many weeks ago, as a matter of fact. Giltner, with that 38-7 win, came out and were rocking and firing in the first half there and took a healthy lead at halftime. Axtell was unable to catch up in that first meeting. But tonight, lessons learned. They're at home. We'll see whether or not their defense is able to play a little bit stronger in the first half than they were able to at Giltner several weeks back when it was on the 16th of October when the Wildcats went down at the hands of the Hornets. And the record-setting all-time D1 quarterback, Nathan Most, who has now thrown, if you include the past couple weeks, over 7,000 yards in high school football. And one of his leading receivers is Shea Hendricks. Hendricks has caught a huge number of those yards and passes for Giltner. So we're looking forward to a good one here tonight, and we hope you'll stay with us and enjoy it. We'll recap some scores and the 5 points back starting lineup here coming up. So we didn't know. I'll be quite honest with you, a little insider thing. We didn't know when we'd actually join here. Have the Ravenna game and Hardington Cedar Catholic gone a little bit longer, we would have had a very abbreviated pregame show, and so we don't have the coaches' interviews tonight, so we'll keep you apprised of some of the scores that have gone on. Take a look at some of the brackets and who has won and who has lost and who has yet to play, and what we're going to carry on our family stations here over the next few hours and into tomorrow and through the rest of the playoffs, as well as look at some of the volleyball stuff. You are listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show on 98.9 FM, KKPR. We'll take a break. Back with more right after this timeout.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Aurora Insurance on the west side of the square has been providing insurance solutions for home, auto, farm, commercial, life, and health needs in Aurora and Hamilton County for 30 years. Doug Shaw at Aurora Insurance wishes the Giltner Hornets good luck at the state playoffs.
Huggins has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Huggins Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back on the New Tech Seed pregame show, Craig Eckert along with Gene Beerbaum tonight, and we are in round two of the D1 playoffs. It should be a dandy here from Axtell, Giltner, and Axtell. Giltner had a muddy field last week as we covered Giltner in their round one game, and they were handy winners over Franklin in that. We will give you the coin toss results. Axtell lost the toss. Giltner won, elected to defer to the second half. So the Wildcats will get the ball in the early going here when we kick it off in just about 9 minutes or thereabouts on this beautiful evening. I tell you what, we don't know two things when we do high school playoff games. We don't know the weather, obviously, and we don't know how much time we'll have between games. This is working out really well in both counts because the previous game lets us set the lineups and whatnot, which we'll do momentarily, but the weather here is just amazing. I mean, I have been somewhere where we were worried for life and limb here, but we're snug and cozy and actually a little warm here. We may have to break out the parasols and the, All right, pregame continues. New Tech pregame show continues. Let me give you a couple of results here from earlier in the day, and then we'll come back and set the starting lineups for you. Hardington Central Catholic, Cedar Catholic beat Ravenna 33-7. Creighton is leading Elm Creek 7-0. That was in the third quarter. We'll have a final on that pretty quickly. Ponkett 7, Lourdes Central Catholic 6 in the second quarter. Maxwell leading Amherst 12-7 at the half. Elsewhere, we have a couple of other scores here. Shadron beat St. Paul by a score of 21-14 in four overtimes. St. Paul came on tough about midway through the year. We saw them play Donovan Frumble tough in an overtime game, and this time lost in four overtimes, 21-14 to Shadron. And let's see, what else do we have? Chambers over Anselmo Myrna, 26-22. And those, I think, are the finals that we have up to speed here so far on the cusp of the afternoon and early evening. St. Cecilia is leading Gordon Rushville 28-0 in the third. So the Blue Hawks sounds like we'll live to play another day again. Now, speaking of another day, tomorrow on 1460 AM, Doug Duda and Tony Davis will bring you the Pleasanton and Loomis game. That's an afternoon ball game. It'll be on 1460 AM tomorrow and, of course, on ESPNSuperstation.com on the World Wide Web. You can also hear tonight's game, and your relatives and alumni from around the world can hear tonight's game at KKPR.com as well. We'll take a break, back with the Five Points Bank starting lineups right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
A fabulous effort. Keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. Go Hornets. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
Let's set the starting lineup for you here on the New Tech pregame show, courtesy of Five Points Bank, the better bank, your lifestyle, your bank, your solution. Five Points Bank, taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank. The visiting Giltner Hornets are 8-1 on the year now. And record-setting quarterback with 7,000-plus high school yards, Nathan Moe starts the quarterback, 6'2", 205. Drew Ott, his tight end, 6'3", 205. Jay Hendricks, his favorite receiver, 5'10", 162. Bryce Consbrook at center and linebacker, 5'7", 157. Derek Eastman, running back, 5'5", 187. Logan Eastman at center, senior, 5'6", 198. At the nose guard, on defense, Austin Dodson, he's a load, 5'10", 317. Trevor Poppin at defensive end, 170, a 6-foot senior. Josh Bush, 5'10", 170, reserve guard and cornerback. And Cody Shack, the other wide receiver, 6'1", 169. For the hometown, Axtell Wildcat, Blake Farrenbrook, a guard, senior, 6'1", 185. Trevor Beck, the tight end, 6'3", 195. Spencer Beck, quarterback, senior, 6'1", and 190 pounds. The captain and tight end is senior 6'2", 190-pound tight end, James Clark. Running backs, Heath Anderberry, 5'9", 170-pound junior. Weston Gustafson, a fullback senior with 6'2", 195. Robert Kring at center, senior, 5'9", 165. Nathan Nickel, the guard, junior, 6'1", 185. Eric Lundeen, a guard, junior, 6'3", 205. And Casey Eggleston at tight end, 6'1", 180. We've got a couple extra players there because I think there's some last-minute starters going to be made up by Kent Ropers. We're going to take a break here for 2 minutes. Back with more on the New Tech's pregame report right after this on 98.9 FM, KKPR.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Scandinavia Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavia Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
The better bank for your business is Five Points Bank, where banking is just more rewarding. Five Points Bank has a lending team you know, one that cares about your business and your community, and our can-do attitude helps you reach your objectives. Five Points Bank offers on-the-spot, local decision-making, competitive interest loans, low service charges, and the highest standards in personal service. Discover the rewards of better banking at the better bank. Five Points Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
New Tech pregame report concluded. Kickoff about ready to get underway here again. Giltner's kicking off. They won the toss, deferred, and Nathan Most puts the toe to it, taking it inside the 10-yard line by Axtell, coming back up to about the 30-yard line for Axtell's James Clark, the senior tight end, 6'2", 190, gets it out just beyond the 30-yard line. So Giltner goes on defense for the first time tonight. Giltner, big winner over Franklin last week. Axtell, big winner over the Burwell team. It was a close matchup, 9 against 8 in the seedings, and Burwell lost that one 39-20 to these Axtell Wildcats. I formation, everybody's inside with an I formation. They hand off to the tailback, Keith Anderberry. And he gets maybe a yard or so. And the stop there made by Ott from the linebacking position for Giltner. Just underway, there's no score. And we are in the second game of two here on 98.9 FM tonight. Loomis and Pleasanton tomorrow on AM 1460. Everybody inside as they come up on the second down. Under center is the quarterback, backfield option, right side. Tries a cutback and gets to the 35. Ott in on the tackle again for Giltner along with Shaq, or rather Josh Bush. And that'll bring up a third down and five now for the Wildcats of Axtell, coached by Kent Ropers. Jeff Ashby, the Giltner coach, standing across the field. Good representation from both communities tonight. Again, tights both ways, I formation. Beck with the count, back to pass. Looking downfield, can't find the man. Under pressure now, scrambles around. And now he lets it out in the flat. Across midfield to the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Weston Gustafson, the outlet man there, has looked for all practical purposes like Spencer Beck was in panic mode, but actually he had his man in the flat and got the first down. So they go from the 30 to the 30, a 20-yard pickup there for the Axtell Wildcats. First and 10 now, clock running at 10:37 to go in the first period. I formation, ends are in tight. Hand off again goes to Anderberry, the tailback. He struggles forward for a yard or so, gets inside the 30, maybe to the 29-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go.
The running is really tough up the middle. Giltner's got that plugged very well there.
Giltner does have that plugged pretty well, and when they want to plug it even more, they can send in a young man by the name of Austin Dodson, who's 5'10", 3'17".
Wow.
That's three with a three. Now they spread the wideouts both ways. Shotgun formation, single setback. Is Gustafson in the backfield with Feck. And there's movement on the line for the Wildcats. It looked for all purposes like Nathan Nickel made the movement there. And he'll cross his team 5 yards on that first second down and 10. Bringing up second down and just under 15 yards to go as a pair of fresh wideouts come in for Axtell. 9:45 to go, first period. A Wildcat split out. Trevor Feck to the left side. Shotgun formation. Again, they fake the handoff. Back to pass. Feck fires across the middle. In and out of the hands of the intended receiver, Cameron John. No, let's see here. Who is that? That was intended for James Clark.
James Clark.
So it'll be third down and 15 with the clock stopped on that incompletion. Just underway, no score. Axtell, Giltner. Giltner, last time these two teams met, one big, 38-7.
Both got a little revenge on Axtell's line tonight.
Wide outs both ways. Shotgun again, Fecht in the gun. Has Gustafson back with him, back to pass now. Looks long, field. He's got the receivers going long. He fires down the right side, almost intercepted. Actually, the ball was intended for Casey Eggleston, a wide out and combination punter. It'll be fourth down and 15 yards to go. The key here tonight, Gene, is whether or not Axtell can play defense, not offense, early on, because if Giltner gets you down by the throat, they aren't likely to let you up.
That was a nice route up the middle. The receiver was open and just a little bit overthrown, and had he hit him, he was going to go long ways.
Spencer Fecht will do the kicking. He'll stand inside the 35-yard line. And Shay Hendricks is standing inside the 10-yard line for Giltner. Good snap. High kick under the lights, goes over to the right side. He shanked it. We'll see. It's going to go out of bounds at the 15-yard line, just outside the 15, where Nathan Most and company will set up shop for the Giltner Hornets first time tonight. No score, 9-19. Ravenna was beaten by Harding from Cedar Catholic. Elm Creek was beaten 7-0 by Creighton. St. Cecilia won. St. Paul lost. Those are some of the results from area schools. We'll catch up to date on those as the evening goes along.
Neptune Craig was about at 19 yards. You're going to have to try to get a little bit more out of that to get up on this Giltner team.
little bit of a wind out of the east, but not enough to directly affect that. Wides both ways, slots both ways. Out the slot man on the right side. In motion goes one man. They fake the end route of him, and now Most will keep it. He'll go to his left, or his right, rather, and keep the ball for a first down. And up across the 25-yard line for one play and a first down for Nathan Most, who got it done on his legs this time instead of the arm. Clock at 9:10 and stopped on the out-of-bounds and moving the chains. Again, Hendricks comes wide to the right side, and Shaq is wide to the left side. A slot man wide to the right side is Luke Richard. Shotgun for Most. Calls out the signals. Good snap in the good weather. Back to pass. Fires a quick look in and gets a completion across the 30 to about the 32-yard line. And that is Shea Hendricks. Now, that normally doesn't look like much except for the fact that Hendricks has been known to take a 7-yard hitch pattern like that and take it another 50.
Just a short out there and a quick 4 yards for him.
Axtell on defense. They punt it away on first possession now. Second down and about 7 yards to go for Giltner. Shotgun, Most fires over to the right side, or left side rather. I'm back up tonight to Cody Shaq in and out of his hands. It'll be a third down and 7 on that incompletion. The clock stopped at 8:20. No score here in this D1 second round game.
Well, Craig, you couldn't ask for a better evening to be playing football.
I'll say not. It's nice to see old glory waving, but not when it's November and playoff football. In most years, tonight it's okay. Shotgun formation. Slot is out to the left side. Eastwind standing in the gun along with Most. Back to pass. Most calmly looks across the center. He's got Ott. Should be good enough for a first down. Up to about the 39-yard line. Ott, who just ate the lunch of Franklin's defenders in the first half last week, continues this week with that first down. Franklin made some adjustments in the second half last week, and he was a little less productive, but he just chewed up Franklin in that first half, no end. Quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Hendricks goes in motion from right to left. They fake the handoff to him, and then they give it instead to Eastman on the delay, and he gets about 5 yards into Axtell territory at the 38. 80-yard field now. Remember, we're an 8-man football, D1. And if you're just joining the bandwagon for high school football in the playoffs, and Nathan Most, the young man at the throttles right now, has over 7,000 yards in high school passing. That beats Scott's Frost. Shotgun formation. They flip it over to Shane Hendricks on kind of a messed up option.
That was kind of an issue. I don't know if it was a busted play or what, but they...
Axtell smelled that one out, and Blake Fehrenbrook, as well as Brandon Benson, got in on that and held him to no gain. Third down now and a healthy 7 yards to go for Giltner. Most will stay in the gun. Eastman and Hendricks are in the backfield with him. Shaq is wide to the left side. Ock is wide out to the right from his tight end position. On the option, left side, Hendricks. At the 30, got running room to the 25. Shea Hendricks out of bounds at the 25-yard line, and they pick up the first down on the run option there, executed by Nathan Most. They give James Clark credit on the tackle, running Shea Hendricks out of bounds.
About 15 yards on that option. Well run, nice pitch.
Most stands in the gun again. Good snap. Gives it to Eastman. Spins away, but only gets about a yard inside to the 24-yard line. It'll be second down coming. And 9 yards to go. It didn't get much at all. Second down, 9 coming. Clock at 6:56, first period from Axtell. Giltner Axtell, second meeting of these clubs today. In the season today. Shotgun trips wide to the right side. Ott, the in man on the slot. Back to pass. Most pumps once. Goes long. And he's got Ott and in and out of his hands in the end zone. That has been a productive combination through the year. Most to Ott. Coverage back there by James Clark for the Wildcats.
he was getting open, but just a tad bit over his head. I thought he was going to take that goal post that one.
He was close to that, baby.
He slid right into it, made it shake a little bit as he hit it.
Third down, nine coming. Eastman in the backfield with Most. Ott is the slot man to the right. Fake it to Eastman. Back to pass. Hendricks, sideline. Got the first down, got more. Inside the 10, five. Dives for the pylon. I don't think he got in.
They had him stop there right at the first down marker, but he just did a good job eluding the tackle there and got down to him. What is he, the one-yard line, Craig?
It's going
to
be first and goal inside the one-yard line. And we'll see what kind of formation they set up here. It is not unlike them to simply go on the delay to Eastman. From what we've seen is you look Richards now in the backfield along with Most. And Most will sneak it forward, gets into the end zone, touchdown for Giltner. First blood is drawn by the Giltner Hornets. And that drive, call it 79 yards. Giltner out front quickly. And now they will, on the two-point conversion, bring Sean Finley, the backup quarterback, in along with Most. And this has been a deadly combination on 2 points. Finley goes in the slot this time, but watch the optioning they'll do out of these formations. They spread it with slots both ways going for two. It's 6-0 right now. Giltner just scored. Most in the gun. Back to pass. Looking into the end zone. Fires Shea Hendricks, and he's got the two. So, quickly, first possession. Giltner drives 79 yards and comes up with the six plus two. 8-0. Giltner on top of Axtell. We're back with more high school playoff football on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com right after this 30-second timeout.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
That was almost a five-minute drive and a 79-yard one as the clock is now down to 5:57 in the first period. It's an 8-0 score. Most with the sneak in. Gets his first touchdown of tonight. He'll tee it up now. And sitting back to return is
Jordan Larson is one of them. And 28, James Clark.
Clark, okay. I was looking for a 23. I got a 33 there. All right. Kickoff comes inside the 5. Clark comes back the other way across the 20. 25, Clark out to the 30-yard line. And he'll be pushed out just beyond the 30-yard line. Gabe Harmon in on the tackle there for the Giltner Hornets. And it's going to bring up first and 10 for Axtell, starting up from their 30-yard line.
Well, Axtell's going to need to get them to keep this from getting out of hand. They're going to have to get themselves a drive going here. And I think they can do it. They just kind of shot themselves in the foot with the incomplete passes at first. Drive.
They go wildcat here, and they've got the running back taking the direct snap. Doesn't get much as he goes to the left side. Taking the direct snap was Spencer Fecht. Oh, check that. That was Fecht. The one threw me off there with the 25 number. But that was Spencer Fecht. I thought they were going to the running back directly. In any case, a loss of about 1 yard.
I think he gained.
And Casey Eggleston comes in with the play from the sideline. Substitutes on defense now also for Giltner. Blake Fricke comes in as a DB. He's a 5'10", 152-pound junior. I formation. Axtell keeps their ends in tight, but standing on the edges of the offensive line at the scrimmage. Handoff goes to Anderberry. Anderberry gets across to close to the 35-yard line. It'll bring up a third down and manageable 5 yards for Heath Anderberry, the 5'9", 170-pound junior for the Wildcat. Clock running at 4:25 to go in the first half. Giltner scored on their first possession, and they now put their run stopper in there. The big guy we're talking about, 5'10", 317-pound, those got Austin Dodson in the middle for Giltner. I formation ends in tight for Axtell. Again, they feed it to the tailback, Andrew. He's got the first down. Across midfield, and then a little bit more. Nice blocking up front there. The big guy didn't put the stop that time for Giltner, and Axtell gets a fresh set of downs, this time inside Giltner territory. The deal here, you're playing an explosive offense like Giltner. You got to move the ball and eat clock on offense, and you got to stop them on defense. That doesn't make me a coach, but high formation. Handoff goes to Gustafson, the up man, and he'll get a yard or two on the play as that scrum stops at about the 38-yard line. And on the tackle, it looked like Ott was the first man through for Giltner. Trevor Poppin also in on the tackle. Giltner scored on a 79-yard drive. Lead 8-0. Axtell breaks the huddle now with a second down, 9 yards to go. This time they go with a slot to the left side. Shotgun, back to pass now. Beck looking around, now pulls it down, might have to run, and he's going to get out on the flat to the left side and down inside the 20 to about the 16-yard line. Completed pass to Clark. James Clark, the tight end, came out. Hendricks with the tackle, and Josh Bush for Giltner, but that'll be another first down for Axtell. The Wildcats looking a lot better in this first half than they did in the first half against the Hornets about 3 weeks ago.
Just a nice scrambling by the quarterback there to get some time. And
again, they go with the eye, and they feed the tailback, Atterbury. He's got a little bit of running room, gets down close to the 15-yard line. Atterbury is stopped there by Bryce Consbrook. Odd up there in support as well. Second down and 8. Trevor Feck comes into the ball game now and brings the play in for the purple-clad Wildcats. All in purple and black tonight. The white helmets, Giltner with the black pants, orange stripe, white jerseys, black helmet. Under the lights, pretty night for football. High formation, ends in tight, standing up. And off again to Anderberry. Anderberry gets to the 15 and no more. They push him back. It'll bring up a third down and a long 5 yards to go for Axtell.
Right now those holes are closing very fast for Axtell.
This drive started back at about the 30-yard line of Axtell. So they have moved the ball, but the question is now can they move it on third down and a strong 7 yards to go. Deep in Giltner territory, nose in the 15-yard line. Anderberry dots the eye. He'll get the feed. Cuts back across the middle, and he's going to get enough for the first down. I don't think so.
No,
he had to get to the 10. He had probably the 13.
Barely got back to the give him a yard on that one.
They pushed him back, and they're going to mark it at the 15. I thought he got farther down than they gave him credit for.
Yeah, forward movement looked like it was a little further up that. But
it's a fourth down now, and Axtell doesn't look like they have any notions to punt the ball. Blake Fehrenbrook is in there. And let's see, what are they going to do? They're going to try a field goal. Fehrenbrook is going to hold for Casey Eggleston.
About a 31-yarder.
Eggleston, a left-footed kicker, and a timeout is going to be called here by Axtell. So, with a minute 51 on the first period clock, your score is Giltner 8, Axtell coming to bat here with a field goal attempt back in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
The Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bowl Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bowl Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Looks like we're going to have a field goal attempt coming here by the Wildcats. They called a timeout, and let's see if they changed anything up. Doesn't look like it. Fehrenbrock is going to kneel at about the 21-yard line. The left-footed Casey Eggleston, a 6-foot 180-pound senior wideout, does the kicking chores for Axtell. The snap is good. Kick is up, and it looks good enough. It's long enough. We'll see. Did they give it to him? Yes, they did. And Axtell is on the board with 3 points. Back with the kickoff in 30 seconds. Your score, Giltner 8, Axtell 3 on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com. The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
21-yard field goal puts Axtell on the lead, or rather on the board, trailing Giltner by an 8-3 margin here as we try and go to arithmetic on an 80-yard field. I said Giltner had a 79-yard drive. It was a 69-yard drive, but they're still on top 8-0. And Axtell now was driven and converted on a field goal. It's an 8-3 ball game. Kickoff by Eggleston is a high one. Henricks picks it up at the 10, then goes the other way. Check that. Luke Richards on the return up to the 20-yard line. So Nathan Most and company back on the field now on their own 20. That was about a four-minute possession there for Axtell, so they ate some clock. They've had about half the time off the first period on offense, which is what they want to do. They certainly don't want to get shut out off the field and let Most have any more time than required. Again, the shotgun formation, Most with one man. They take it to Eastman. Now he's back to pass. Looking downfield, fires long. It's going to be way over the head of the intended receiver, Shea Henricks. I think he just threw that ball away.
Well, Heinrichs is trying to get free, and it just...
You know how rarely you say that in high school ball? He just threw it away.
Yeah.
I mean, most high schools, they don't, first of all, they don't have the wherewithal most of the time to think about throwing it away or the arm. But most is something special with that arm, and he did throw that away about 5 yards way ahead of Henricks, who was well covered there by Axtell. Second down, 10. Trips wide to the left side. Back to pass, most out of the gun. Fires. Again, Henricks, he's got it at the 35, and it may be incomplete. We'll see. It is incomplete as he was bobbling as he went out of bounds. And so that was a long incompletion. Brings up third down and 10 now for Giltner. Axtell way better on defense this time around than when they played the Hornets in Giltner a few weeks back.
That's one of those passes you got to catch. It was right. He laid it right in there, to, just right through his arms.
Minute one on the first period clock, 8-3. Giltner has the 5-point lead on the Axtell Wildcats playing here at home under the lights.
I think they're going to let.
And,
I don't know what they're waiting on.
I don't know.
Timeout.
Timeout is going to be called here by Jeff Ashley of the Hornets. Let's take a 1 minute timeout ourselves. Your score, Giltner leading Axtell 8-3. High school football playoff action on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. Back in a minute.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell.
Most in the gun on the third and 10. He fires for Henricks on the other side of the field, in and out of his hands. It's fourth down and 10. And Giltner forced into an apparent punting situation here. And that's something you don't see a whole lot. Axtell, Gene, has obviously done some studying on the films from last time around and are coming up here way better
than they did the first
Axtell's
game.
Axtell's doing a good job of covering the receivers. He's got time to throw, but he's just not having the receivers open.
58 seconds on the clock. Most is going to do the kicking. High snap, pulls it down from the 10. He gets a nice kickoff, and he's going to bounce at the 30. He takes a Giltner bounce inside to about the 20-yard line. So a 20-20 kick, about a 40-plus yard kick for Nathan Most.
It depends upon whether they're going to bring it up about.
Oh, you know what? Yards. I think that a Giltner player inadvertently touched the ball.
About 30 yards.
There, so it's a 30-yard line spot now instead of the 20, and somebody from Giltner.
30-yard punt, that
one. All right, final few plays here in the first period. It's at 47 seconds on the scoreboard clock. Giltner with an 8-3 lead. Axtell now with the ball back after scoring a field goal on their last possession. One wide out left side. Pitch right side. And when he's got it, he's up a 40, 30, 25, Anderberry, 10, 5, touchdown.
No flag.
Anderberry took the pitch, went right side, and took it out of the way. 50 yards on a Keith Anderberry run for Axtell. And the Wildcats are in the lead 9-8. And in the lead for the first time this year on Giltner.
Well, that was just a nice-looking play. It developed nice. It pitched wide, and speed just got him down the sideline. It tight-roped it down there, and nice run by Anderberry.
They'll try the extra point, single point. Eagleson is in. Neal was at the 10. Kick is up, and he drills it, and we'll see. Did he get it through? He did. And so with 37 seconds on the first period clock, we got some action going here. Axtell now leads Giltner 10-8 in D1 action. Back with the kickoff right after this 30-second timeout on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Axtell on an explosive 50-yard run by Heath Anderberry is now in the lead for the first time in 4 9/10 quarters here. They were trailing the whole way when Giltner had them in their house. Now Axtell says, welcome down south.
I think the Wildcats ready to play ball here.
Eggleston puts the left foot to it. Nice high kick inside the 5. Richards comes back the other way. 20, 25, 30. Richardson's out of bounds at about the 31-yard line. Luke Richards, the 5'10", 140-pound backup wide receiver, has been an excellent return man for Giltner through the 2009 football season, gives him position at the 31-yard line.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Giltner responds to that nice run by Anderberry and Axtell.
31 seconds on the first period clock. As Most in the gun has wides both ways, two men in the backfield with him. They fake it to Eastman, pitch wide left side. Jay Henricks in the backfield took the pitch, gets it across midfield, and down to about the 35-yard line as Giltner tries to answer the call here, being behind. You know what? I don't know how many periods it's been between since Giltner was even behind in the ball game. That's the kind of stat they'd have somewhere else, but we don't have that.
Yeah,
I venture to guess it hasn't been that often. Shaq comes wide to the left side. Henricks and Eastman in the backfield with Most. Ock, the tight end, is on the right side. They fake the Kelly. The ball is on the ground, and it is recovered by Giltner, but a loss way back at the 31-yard line. They're fighting for it. Gustafson there trying to get the ball out for Axtell, but I think he was down. But that is a mishap there that was caused by good penetration by Axtell, a little hesitancy on getting the ball out of the belly of Eastman. And the loss was all the way down to the 31-yard line of Giltner. That's going to bring up
10 yards on that fumble.
That'll bring up a first down and about 20-plus yards to go when we return, because that's the end of the first period. Your score after one is Axtell 10, Giltner 8. D1, round two action on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Back in 1 minute.
As the season approaches, anticipation's intense. Shopping hopes for the holidays, it only makes sense. With so many choices, you may ponder a bit. Stop at Hopes in Aurora. You'll find the right gift. With savings, selection, and service you can trust. Get your family to Hopes. Beg if you must. Now go ahead and let yourself dream of all the gifts that Santa can bring. From our family to yours, happy holidays from Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with the combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
I'll settle the argument. It's second down and a bunch. We're trying to figure out if it's 21 or 22 yards. Second down and a bunch. Fake the handoff. Back to pass, Most. First period and second play over the head of the intended wideout, Shaq. And it's going to be third down and 20-plus yards to go. And Giltner is looking a little bit lost right now, having been put behind in the score for the first time, I think, in a long time. They said, I don't have
three for nine.
Quarterback
is passing. So,
and again, he's got the wisdom to overthrow his people on purpose. That's been good coverage by Axtell. That's really been the big story here. Trips in a bunch wide to the right side. Out of the gun, Most fires. He's got a man in the flat. That's Hendricks, but he's wrapped up well on the tackle by Axtell. Nice stop there by Jordan Larson. He wrapped him up. Hendricks is real dangerous after the catch. That'll bring up fourth down and 15, so it'll make a little bit of face-saving on the field position. And we'll see whether or not Most will do a pooch kick here or go through with the apparent pass.
He's got a putt.
And he's going to kick
it.
And back to do the return is Clark coming the other way at the 10, gets pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. James Clark, the 6'2", 190-pound senior, gives Axtell field position at their own 10-yard line.
About a 33-yard punt on from Most.
So they start at their own 10-yard line, 11:14 to go in the first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Get you update on scores. First half statistic. Under center, Fecht, I formation. Anderberry, who ripped off the 50-yarder before, gets a nice yardage on first down across the 15 to about the 17-yard line. And as they were saying here in the box, they're chewing some clock and getting some points, and that's about what the doctor ordered you. For Axtell.
You know, Axtell knocked off a rated team last week, and they look like they're ready to do it again tonight, Craig.
They beat Burwell by 19, 39-20. Giltner walloped Franklin. I formation again, Fecht under center. They give and go to Anderberry. Anderberry up, noses the ball to about the 19-yard line. It'll be third down and 2 yards to go for third down and one, they mark it. Third down and one for Axtell. The clock running at 10.5. In the half. Giltner deferred on the coin toss. Axtell on first position had the punt. Then a 69-yard drive culminating in an 8-point touchdown and 2-point conversion for Giltner. Axtell answered with a field goal and then a 50-yard Heath Anderberry run in the lead now. Axtell 10-8. Under center, Fecht. Pitch. Right side, Anderberry again finds the cutback and the first down at the 23-yard line. Heath Anderberry, we were looking for him to do more in the last game. I did the ball game with Rob Osmond, and Rob was talking about the productivity he had earlier when he saw him a week or two earlier. I think against Silver Lake. And he didn't have that kind of ball game against Giltner last time around, but now he's got to be close to 75, 80 yards rushing.
79 right now.
There we go. I formation ends in tight under center Speck. Hand off to the up man Gustafson, and he'll get a little bit of grudging yardage from Giltner, but not much, maybe a yard or two. Consbrook in on the tackle there for Giltner. And it's second down coming with 8 yards to go for the first.
Right now, ball control seems to be the name of the game for Axtell, and they're doing a good job of it.
Tomorrow afternoon on our 1460 AM ESPN radio station, we'll have Loomis and Pleasanton. Get you that I think the pregame is 2:30. I'll check on that, though. So many pregame starts. Hand off to Anderberry again. Goes across close to the 30-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and 5 for Axtell. Again, when they're keeping to the ground, they're chewing clock here. And when they're chewing clock on offense, Nathan Most is either playing defense or sitting on the sideline, which is where his opponents want to be, want him to be most of the time. He's playing defense right now at defensive end.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier. I was kind of surprised. You don't normally see a quarterback.
Yeah, he started the season as a safety. They moved to defensive end about midway through the season. Back to pass deck. Fires. He's got a man and complete for the first down for Axtell. Completion goes to James Clark, who's having a good game tonight for the Wildcats. So the Purple move the chains again, and Giltner falls back on defense and tries to collect their thoughts here. With 8:25 on the 8:26 on the first half clock, it's stopped there on movement of the chains, and they'll wind it up here momentarily. Under center is Fecht. Anderberry dots the eye. Gustafson is the up man. They pitch. Left side. Anderberry tries the cutback. Gets to the 40, 39-yard line. Ott was there with the tackle along with Shaq, Consbrook, and Finley. So Giltner is swarming to the ball, but Anderberry has had some good blocking tonight. Found the cutback lanes, and in one case took it 50 to the house. Second down. A strong 4 yards to go for Axtell. Clock running. 7:27 in the first half. Shotgun. Feck wides both ways. Back to pass. Feck moving to his right. Looking. Fires a man downfield. Wide open is Clark, and he goes over his head. Clark could have called a fair catch down there, and it went over his head by about 5 yards.
Well, you don't get much more open than that, Craig. I don't know. He stopped running, and the ball just went over his head.
You know, there's something he said about being too wide open, I think.
Yeah, he was there. He broke loose. And
I think, you know what, in the Ravenna game, I heard Doug calling out an attempted pass by the Blue Jays, too, where the receiver stopped. I don't think he thought he'd get the ball that far. I think that was the deal. I formation ends in tight, third down. Hand off goes to Anderberry again. He's hit. And they're going to stop him shy of the first down. It'll bring up fourth down and a decision here for Kent Ropers. Does he punt Giltner deep or try for it here with fourth down and a pretty strong 3 yards to go?
Well, they're midfield. It's a little bit of a gamble here to try to go for it, but what do you do?
Well,
you call timeout.
Eggleston's a pretty good kicker, but I don't think he's that good a kicker, so that takes that option out. Timeout is called here as Kent Ropers and Brain Trust will talk it over. We'll take a timeout back in a half minute. You're listening to High School Football, Round 2, D1 Playoff on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
All right, we've got a time back in here with fourth down and pretty strong 33 yards to go.
Yeah.
Axtell just called a timeout. And it looks like they're going to go back in punt formation. And standing back is Spencer Fecht at his 30-yard line. Giltner doesn't believe it. And now neither does Axtell as they come up under center. Deuce backfield. And now he goes back again.
He's going to try to draw him off, but it didn't work.
And we got a delay game. And so Fecht went back looking like he was going to punt. Giltner didn't bite on it. He came up under center. Giltner defended against that. Then he dropped back again, and between this, that, and the other thing, they rolled up too much time off the clock.
Well, that's one of those situations where you're going to try to draw them offside and get the first down.
All right, so instead of fourth down and three, they're going to mark them back another five, so there's definitely a punt coming here. Fecht is standing inside his 30-yard line, almost the 25-yard line. And Shea Hinrichs, dangerous in his own right, standing back at his 10 for Giltner. Clock at 7:18, first half. Giltner trailing Axtell, 10-8. Good snap. Good kick. Bounces at the 10. Hinrichs Lutz tries to let it go. And they down it inside the 5-yard line. Good special teams play by Axtell. Heath Anderberry with the down there. And you're right, Gene. Axtell came with their hitting shoes on tonight.
Yeah, they did. And that penalty didn't hurt them at all. I mean, it was one of those situations you back up 5 yards.
So they started their 10, and they're going to make Giltner start inside their 5. .708 to go in the first half. Axtell by 2 over Giltner, 10-8. Most in the gun. Eastman back with him off the slot in the right side. Hinrichs goes in motion. They hand off to Eastman. He's got nothing. Turns, maybe got a yard. As he spun inside the tackle there, fell forward maybe a yard, a little breathing room, but he isn't that much closer to the 5 than they were a moment ago. In fact, the down and distance guy hasn't moved at all.
Well, they didn't move the down marker, so that's
second down and 10. Clock running at 6:44, first half. Shaq goes wide to the left side. Ott goes wide to the right. Setbacks in the gun with Most. Calls out the play. Hands off onto the lay. Eastman's got a little running room. He gets across the 5, this time to the 7, maybe 8-yard line. And we'll see where they put the final spot. But he got a little bit of daylight there. And it'll bring up third down. And a strong 6 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets. Giltner ended the season at 7-1. Won, of course, last week over Franklin. Axtell had one more loss than that. 6-2 on the regular season. Beat Burwell. A slight upset last week. They were seeded 8, Burwell, excuse me, they were seeded 9, Burwell 8, and they beat Burwell. Now Giltner comes with a wide out both ways, and the handoff goes again on a pitch to Richards, and nothing doing.
Can't see who the guy was that he pitched it to, Craig, 21.
That was Richards. And it's going to be fourth down and a strong 5 to go and a punting indication here by Giltner. Most does the punting. He's got a pretty good leg. There's no wind to contend with. He'll be standing in his end zone. And Clark will come back out. He'll probably stand around his 35 or 40-yard line. 40 being midfield. He'll stand just inside, I think, his side of the midfield stripe. Kick is high, doesn't turn over. Fair catch call by Clark, and he'll get inside the Giltner 39-yard line to about the 38. So on the exchange of punts, Giltner gives up a lot of field position. Axtell started their last drive at the 10. They're starting this drive inside the 40-yard line of Giltner.
He gained about 5 yards on the exchange of the punt there.
On the exchange, but on the starting point of the drive, they are way ahead. They're
about
35 yards ahead of where they were last time.
Yeah.
Anderberry dots the eye. Gustafson the up man. Clark is wide to the right side. Under center Fecht. Gustafson gets the call on the fullback dive. It'll get 2 or 3 yards, maybe more than that. The ball is going to be spotted just inside the 35-yard line. So call it a strong 4-yard fullback dive there by Gustafson. Lock at 4:45 to go, first half. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Axtell trading receivers shuttling. Clark wide to the right side again. I formation. Becht under center. Anderberry dots the eye. Gustafson, the up man, calls out the signals. Clean snap. Fake the handoff to the fullback, and he's going to be stopped right there. Well, I think that was Bush. Bush or Poppin. Let me get that. That was Trevor Poppin.
That's Poppin. That's about three Giltner linemen right there to meet him. That one, probably the worst play I've seen tonight so far by Axtell. Just didn't develop it like they wanted it to.
Brings up a third down, 9 yards to go, still on the Giltner side of things. 38-yard line of the Hornets. Axtell breaks the huddle, Clark wide to the right side. Other tight end, he's tight to the left, I formation, back to pass. Fecht looking long, looking, has to scramble now, under pressure, jumps and he's got a man. Oh, he's just a little bit long on a pass turned out intended for Anderberry. That was sheer desperation that time. Earlier, he got in kind of a scramble situation and had a man all the time and hit him. But that time, I think, was a pretty good scramble.
He was lucky to get rid of it. He was getting close to being sacked for almost 20 yards.
Yeah, that could have been ugly. So it's fourth down and nine to go. And decision time again for Axtell. We'll see if they want to pound the ball back deep in Giltner territory.
He did a good job getting that pass. I mean, he's backpedaling. Yeah, he still threw it over the receiver's head.
Hendricks is standing at his 10-yard line. The punter at the 32 is Fecht.
Fair
catch call, then it goes into the end zone that time. That wasn't good because that'll come out on the touchback. And better field position this time for Most and company to run that spread. Yeah, running the spread inside your 5-yard line is not optimum. Not a lot of operating room there, and this time they're going to get it at the 15.
Well,
and again, I apologize. Sometimes I slump back into the 100-yard thing. They get it at the 15, not the 20. First and 15 for Giltner. Most joined by Eastman in the backfield. Ott is the tight end slot to the right side. Most. And the ball is batted at the line of scrimmage. Almost picked off by Anderberry. And it'll be second down and 10. And Nathan Most's heart can start beating again.
Yeah, that was one of those passes that got tipped up in the air about 15 feet, and it was just...
Maybe one of those things, it was like the closing scene of a movie. The ball would be up for like 10 seconds.
It looked like a pinata hanging there, and I was wondering who was going to grab it.
Eastman in the backfield with Most. Ott, slot man to the right side. Most pumps once, fires. He's got Shea Hendricks across the 30-yard line and a first down for Giltner. First and 10 at the 30-yard line on that first and 10 pitch catch from Most to Hendricks. And a new set of downs for Giltner as the full moon to our east smiles down under the Wednesday night light.
That's the last one, right? It's good to see the moon.
Yeah, going to have some nice weather here coming up, farmers. Shotgun formation. Eastman is in motion to the left side. He fires in the flat. Hendricks has got it. Jukes one man, gets to the midfield, and then out of bounds at about the 39-yard line of Axtell. 2:50. Clock stoppage there on that out of bounds. And first down for Giltner. They'd like to tack something on here before they go to the locker room. They're not a kicking team, so their preference would be 6 plus 2. Jack goes to the left side.
Hendricks has been the...
Hendricks comes wide to the right side. Shotgun formation. Eastman standing next to Most in the gun. Good snap. Firing. Intended for Hendricks. Almost on the comeback. Almost a nice grab by Shea Hendricks. But complete at the 21-yard line. Second down, 10 coming.
He has really been going for him out of the 14 passes. All but four of them have been to... No, all but five have been to...
Keep in mind, last time these two teams met, it was, I don't recall if it was 30 or 38 nothing at half, but Axtell scored one time late in the ball game, and it was a 38-7 victory for Giltner. Way different than tonight. Second 10 coming now as they send Eastman in motion from the right to the left, Most back to pass, finds a man. It's a big guy, shacked over on the left side. He's got a first down and then pulls someone along with him for about five more yards. Anderberry trying to get him down. And he gets down to just outside the 25-yard line. They'll mark it about the 27-yard line of the Wildcats. 5:37.
They finally went to a different receiver. That time, Axtell wanted to rush two guys. They're dropping everybody back. Now they're rushing three, but last time they only rushed two guys.
Most in the gun. Hendricks goes in motion right to left. Mix up in the backfield. Most pulls it down. Goes left side. Gets cut back inside the 25 to about the 21-yard line.
Well, they run into the running back when he was going to hand off, so there was a little bit of a bust to play, and he still managed to get about 5 yards on that.
Second down, and a little longer than five to go. Not much. Call it second and five. They put Eastman out in a slot to the right side. In fact, trips wide to the right. Ott, Eastman, and Hendricks to the right side. And Shaq off to the left side. Shotgun. Most has got a lot of targets down there. Let's see where he goes. Pumps once. Fires long. Intended for Hendricks. Goes incomplete inside the five-yard line. It's such an easy motion about the way Nathan Most swings that ball. He just kind of flicks it down there.
Yeah. And again, he just let it long, knowing that probably wasn't going to get to it, but it's better taking the sack because they were putting the heat on him there right at the last.
His drive started back at the 15-yard line of Giltner. Hendricks and Eastman in the gun along with Most. They fake it to Eastman, flip it out to Hendricks. He's got nowhere to go. Nice play there by Anderberry and maybe a yard pickup. And it is fourth down coming here for Giltner. And the big guy
having a nice open field tackle there.
Ott, the tight end, is stretching out his leg just inside the 25-yard line. Drew Ott, 6'3", 205 pounds, big tight end, big target. Has, I think, one reception tonight, maybe not. I don't think, no, maybe he doesn't have a reception yet.
Who is that, which one?
Ott, Drew Ott, the tight end, 7. Most in the gun, goes wide both ways. Everybody is in tight. Outside of that, fourth down and five, and a whistle blows. A penalty marker's down, and a delay of game called against Giltner. So it'll be fourth down and close to 10.
I think that's going to be like the last one against Axtell. You know, you're on the opponent's 25-yard line, delay of game.
What do you hear?
Maybe they weren't going to punt. But
well, the clock is running at 55 seconds to go here. My guess is Giltner will give it a shot. And then try and play some D and run the clock out. Axtell obviously would have other ideas in that. They go again with a gun. Hendricks will be the slot man to the right side. Ott is on the outside this time.
We got a timeout.
And we have a timeout called here by Jeff Ashby of Giltner. And so we'll take a minute. We'll be back after this timeout with 41 seconds on the clock. The score remains Axtell 10, Giltner 8. High school football on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
All right, Giltner had the delay of game and then decided to take another timeout just to talk about it. When we left them at the line of scrimmage last time, it was fourth down and now close to 10 yards to go after the delay of game penalty. Now we're time back in. Hot slot to the right side.
They're going
back to pass. Most fires, and it's over the head of Hendricks over on the left side. Nice coverage there by Axtell. Let me get the defender. That was Spencer Fecht on the coverage there for the Wildcats. And the key here tonight has been coverage on those wideouts.
Most of Hendricks been high a lot.
Yeah, and Hendricks has really been covered well by the Wildcats tonight. So turning it over on downs, which is something you don't see Giltner doing a whole lot. And Axtell will have 37 seconds to widen their two-point lead. Can they do it? Stand by. Now, Fecht in the gun. One man with him wides both ways. Good snap out of the gun. Fires complete. Then a hitch and run goes out to the 35-yard line. The ball was pitched back after the reception by Anderberry. Pitched back to Blake Fehrenbrook coming around on the hook and ladder. And that got it out to the 35-yard line. Second down and 2 yards to go now for Axtell. Now they don't want to chew clock, and they took 5 seconds off at the 32 now.
Nice looking play on the short side of the field, so didn't have a chance to get wide like you'd like to. It might
Again,
go a little further.
Fecht in the gun, wide both ways. Back to pass. Now he'll pull it down and run it himself, but he gets nothing. Stopped it. The line of scrimmage, maybe a half yard, not much more than that, if so. Third down, short two, strong one to go. Shotgun again. Anderberry late coming back from downfield. Now in the gun, a little high snap. Fecht pulls it down. Works right. He's going to have the first down on his own across the 40 to the 35-yard line of Giltner. And they're going to have to call, it's 0.6 seconds. And I don't think they're going to get anything off here. They might get one snap off. We'll see. A timeout will be called here by the Axtell coaching staff. Ken Roper says, let's take a look at this here. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Again, your score, Axtell 10, Giltner 8. With 0.6 seconds on the first half clock, we'll find out what happens when we come back.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Axtell has a first down. That's the good news. If you're a Wildcat fan, bad news is there's 0.6 seconds on the clock. So if they're going to make any noise here as the half comes to the close, it's going to have to be on this play, barring an offensive penalty or defensive penalty.
Time for one play.
Single setback, under center effect, back to pass. Little shuttle pass attempted and incomplete, and that's going to do it. End of one half of play. Axtell on top of Giltner by 2, 10-8. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up in 2 minutes on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web.
Aurora Insurance on the west side of the square has been providing insurance solutions for home, auto, farm, commercial, life and health needs in Aurora and Hamilton County for 30 years. Doug Shaw at Aurora Insurance wishes the Giltner Hornets good luck at the state playoffs.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete and all of us.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. When you grow, we grow.
The 10-8 ball game, Axtell on top of Giltner. We thought this would be a dandy. And for it to be a dandy for Axtell, frankly, it's got to be a little low scoring. If it would have been a firefight, the money got to be on Axtell, but got to be on Gilder, rather. But Axtell playing some good defense and controlling the clock on offense, have a two-point lead here as we are at halftime and the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web. Reintroducing everyone, I'm Craig Eckert along with Gene Bierbaum, will bring us up to speed on some of the individual stats in the first half. Let me tell you how we got where we're at. Axtell won the toss, deferred to the second half. Check that. Giltner won the toss, deferred to the second half. Axtell's first possession ended in a punt. Giltner took it and went 69 yards on a drive that lasted well over 5 minutes and scored with a two-point conversion, and it was 8-0. A 31-yard field goal was the response by Axtell, and it was 8-3 with about 37 seconds to go in the first period of play. Then Heath Anderberry took a pitch, went left side, cut on the cutback, and went 50 yards for the long touchdown for Axtell. And it is 10-8 with the point after touchdown being good. Eggleston, the kicker, having a good night with a 31-yard field goal and accurate on the point after. And we stand here with Giltner in the unfamiliar position of being behind in a ball game this year, although they do have one loss, and that loss came to Palmer, and no one's been beating Palmer either.
No, so they're undefeated, so they so loss is a very respectable loss if there is, or if there is such a thing, I guess. Being beat by an undefeated rated team.
A moral victory, you have a moral loss. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never heard that, but I just made that one up. All right, hey, let's
make up a lot of things if we have to. Yeah. Kill time, right?
Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming at you. Don't forget, for all of your residential and commercial needs, give them a call. Ravenna Sanitation listed in your local white pages. Let's take a look at some of the scores that have been coming in here before we get to the individual stats. We'll give Gene a chance to get his UNIVAC out there. UNIVAC, what's that? Bloomfield beat Pope. That's a 50s computer.
Yeah.
Bloomfield 20, Pope John 14 in the second. Crofton over Grand Island. Crofton over Grand Island Central Catholic 47-7. Creighton is leading Elm Creek 14-8 in the fourth. I misread a score earlier and said Elm Creek had lost. Creighton leads them 14-8 in the fourth. Axtell, as we said, is on top of Gilder. That's where we are right now, 10-8. Sutherland leading Blue Hill 14-6 at the half. Sutherland 14, Blue Hill 6 at the half. Ewing over Wynot 21-6. That's a halftime score. Ponca 33, Lord Central. I don't have Lord Central score. Oh, there it is. No? Let me try one more here. I'm going to try and pick that one up. But anyhow, those are the partials we have right now. Blue Hill trailing Sutherland 14-6. Creighton leads Elm Creek 14-8. That's in the fourth. The Blue Hill score was at halftime. And Crofton leading Grand Island Central Catholic 35-0 at halftime. So anything, that's why they play the games. Anything can happen in high school football. But we'll take a break. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web as we stand at half. Axtell leading Giltner 10-8. We're back after this.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Age 50 or older, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
A fabulous effort. Keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. Go Hornets! From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Hillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Scandinavia Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavia Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Back at halftime, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your score is Axel 10, Giltner 8. Here's a couple other partials here, and then we'll get to our individual statistics from the first half. Johnson Brock leads Shelby 58-20. Elmwood Murdoch and Fremont Bergen are tied at zip in the second quarter. Amherst nudged Maxwell 25-24. That is a final. And Broken Bow leads Gothenburg 12-0. And that is in the fourth quarter. And those are the updates. Courtesy of Valentino's, we bring you the score, they bring you the pizza, we deliver, they deliver. 98.9 FM and Valentino's.
Wait a minute, where's that pizza at then? Huh? I'm ready for pizza.
Come on, we gave up Get Big In for food long time. Okay, I tell you what we'll do, though, is with a few minutes until second half kickoff, let's take a look at some of the stats. These stats are way lower than you would normally expect to find.
Not what you
would expect.
You know, I'm looking at the scores from their both teams, and, you know, can't do it in my head, but they've got to be averaging 45, 50 points a game, both of them, and here we are, 10-8 at halftime. And I think some of it is Axtell. Well, on Axtell's side, their defense is right now has got the most number. I mean, he's 7 for 17, well below his average, and he's only got 85 yards passing. And for a kid that's been breaking records right and left this year in football passing, that's who knows, he may come out second half and get on target, but right now,
well, you know, really it's going to come down to, does Axtell continue to play the kind of tight defense in the second half they did the first, because if you're open, most will hit you. Most is not off tonight. He is throwing the ball away because his receivers are covered, and short of pulling the ball down and running it himself, that's the way it's going to be.
Hard to imagine that, though. I mean, there's no wind. It's nice. And
they got to figure out a way to get Ott into the offense for Giltner. He's been kind of the silent man tonight. He had a great ball game against Franklin last week because Axtell's doing a great job on Hendricks and Shaq the wideout.
Yeah, Ott's got just one reception. He's only tried throwing to him twice. But, you know, it's Axtell, you know, they're leading rushers at Heath Anderberry. He's got 88 yards at the half. And
one of those was a 50-yard run for a touchdown.
He's been the workhorse. He's had a lot of one-yarders, too. I mean, he's been fighting hard in there and doing a good job. The leading rusher for Giltner is the wide receiver Hendricks. He's got 27 yards rushing, but on some of those inside reverses and pitch plays. But both teams have punted three times, not anything outstanding there. And, you know, I just think it's going to be interesting to see what happens this second half, Greg, with the defense, if it's going to continue like it has, and what adjustments the teams are going to make.
Second round last year, Axtell played Newman Grove and beat them 29-12. Giltner beat Burwell 48-40 in the second round action last year. This year, they're against one another.
Well,
let's take another timeout here. We'll be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs.
Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustace.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sittin' Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com. The Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden proudly represents AgriNational Limited Liability Company of Council Bluffs. We encourage all farmers to meet with Nelson Agency Incorporated of Minden to review your policy. Nelson Insurance Agency Incorporated of Minden is an equal opportunity employer.
Back at halftime, Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, Craig Ecker, Gene Beerbaum. We're just looking at some of the Axtell team stats here that Heath Atterbury had 132 attempts and 732 yards through the latest game coming into this one. That's a 5.55 average. So that 50-yard gain there was not an unusual happening for Atterbury. He's had some good games this year. Take a look at some of the other things coming up on the Platte River Radio group of stations here. Coming up tomorrow, we've got volleyball and football. Got volleyball finals on KLIQ tomorrow night. On ESPN tomorrow, we've got Pleasanton and Loomis. That's an early one. I told you way wrong before. It's an early one. Pleasanton and Loomis football, 12:30 pregame. 1 o'clock is the kick. That'll be on 1460 ESPN, 1460. Tomorrow, we got the Phillies and Yanks if they need it tomorrow night at 7. And let's see, Adams Central and Gehring, that'll be on KHAS 1230 AM and HastingsLink.com on the web. That's a 2:30 pregame on Friday. Adams Central way out of Gehring at 2:30. And then on college ball, Saturday, Hastings College at Concordia. And, of course, some team called the Sooners coming to town for a Saturday night ball game. You can hear that on 94.5 FM, The Breeze, KLIQ.
Well, that stadium will be rocking by 7 o'clock.
You think so? I like the fact they've moved the game to, well, they haven't moved it. It came out in November again when it should be. But it's a nighttime ball game. You know, I still like the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? All right, let's take a break. Your final break. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For residential or commercial sanitation needs, give them a call. They're listed in your local white pages. Ravenna Sanitation back after this with the second half kickoff. Your score, Axtell by 2 over Giltner, 10-8. Going to be an interesting one. Don't go away.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, and casualty. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fastfills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fastfills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
The Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area athletes. We are very proud to support you in and out of the game. The Kroll Agency, Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
As the season approaches, anticipation's intense. Shopping hopes for the holidays, it only makes sense. With so many choices, you may ponder a bit. Stop at Hopes in Aurora. You'll find the right gift. With savings, selection, and service you can trust. Get your family to Hopes. Beg if you must. Now go ahead and let yourself dream of all the gifts that Santa can bring. From our family to yours, happy holidays from Hope Home Furnishings and Flooring, downtown Aurora.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
These teams are about ready to tee it off, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Axtell was the D1 runner-up in 2005. I remember being down for that one. And in D2 in 1984, Giltner was the champion. And that's some of the history in D1 and 2 for these two teams. What's different between now and last time they met? Well, Axtell gave the ball up way early and on short field. And refreshing my memory here, talking to the folks in the box, Nathan, most of them had 90-some yards passing because they had such a short field, and they got way down under, Axtell did, and couldn't come back. Lost 38-7. Way different here tonight. Eggleston put the boot to it. And Gabe Harmon lets it go into the end zone, a touchback. And they'll start at the 15-yard line for Giltner, which won the toss, deferred to the second half. And they have the possession first time out. Most stands in the shotgun. He's got one man in the backfield with him. That would be Luke Richards. Wides both ways. Out to slot on the right side. Back to pass. He's got Shaq. And Shaq drops the ball at the 20-yard line. That would have been a 5-yard pickup. You see the kind of velocity that Most has on the ball there?
He fires that thing, doesn't he? Shaq better be ready to catch it.
Shaq made an attempt at it. I think I'd have been ducking. Shotgun again, second down, 10. Back to pass. Now they go over in the flat to Hinrichs. Hinrichs out to the 20 to about the 21-yard line. And it'll be a third down and 4 yards to go now for Giltner on their first possession of the second half. The Hornets down by 2 to the Wildcats of Axtell. The game is here in Axtell under the lights with a full moon, a full house, and lots of emotion behind the players on the field. Over in the flat again, this time Hinrichs is well covered, and Most again has to throw it away in order to avoid an interception.
That one tipped, it looked awful wobbly. I don't know, either got tipped or he just...
I think he just threw off his back foot. Jordan Larson in on the coverage there for Axtell. And it's a punting situation indicated here for Giltner, although they are not in official punt formation.
That's a short punt.
Most will do the kicking out of a kind of a pooch kick situation and running up on it and recovering the ball on the was James Clark. A short kick just to about midfield. So there, you know, you wonder about that strategy because a full punt formation, he could have had the time to get the leg to it. When you're in a short punt formation that, you don't have a whole lot of room to follow.
5 yards behind the center.
Yeah. I don't think that works when you're way deep in your own territory like that.
Well, I got 18 yards on the punt.
Axtell, first and 10 at their 39. Fecht, option, but he keeps it. And he'll get tied up there at the line of scrimmage.
That one just took too long to develop. He was running down the line, and, boy, with that defense of Giltner as fast as they pursue, that is not going to work.
Logan Rath, Nathan Most in on the capture there from the defensive line. Second and 10.
I think they have better luck when they put those quick hitters.
I formation, Fecht under center. Atterbury dots the I. gets the feed, stopped right at the line of scrimmage. Giltner has really tightened up their shorts on the defensive line, and Atterbury that time kind of bounced back literally for about a yard loss, third and 11.
Yeah, he really ran into a wall again at the line of scrimmage. Right now, Giltner's got that defensive.
As we talked about this game coming in, we said that Axtell had to play some defense and chew clock on offense. That's what they did in the first half. They've got to keep it up. I formation, ends are in tight. That is under center. Makes the handoff. Back to pass now. Looking. Fires across the middle. He's got a man. Complete. Completion there to Trevor Feck, the tight end, the 6'3", 195-pound senior. A new set of downs for Axtell. As the ball is spotted just nosing the 30-yard line in Giltner territory.
He needed 10 and he got 11.
That was a nice pitch catch there. Ball thrown with authority. Nice pattern. He was in the clear and had enough for them to move the sticks. First and 10 now. Just beyond the 30-yard line. I formation. Ends are in tight. Factory's under center, and the handoff goes to Gustus and the up man. He pitches it back to Atterbury as he was going down, and Atterbury's able to pick up another 7 or 8 yards.
Did I see that right?
Yeah. I don't think that was in the playbook. But he got tackled, and he saw Atterbury coming out of the corner of his eye, and he flipped it up, and Heath Atterbury got another 7 or so yards, so it's going to be second down and 3 yards to go on a heads-up play, but some would say probably not by the book kind of play by Gustafson, pitching it back to Atterbury. Under center now is Fecht again with the tight ends in tight.
That was weird. Having the look like an option play only done by the back.
Snap, they fake the ball pitch. Atterbury left side. He's going to be hemmed in that time about the 22 or 3-yard line. Jacked in there. Cosgrove is in there. Cosgrove on defense for Giltner has been a fun, not Cosgrove. Oh, boy, that's a dirty word on defense. No, Consbrook, I should say.
Careful. Somebody might hear you and we get
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put that on anyone. That was Consbrook.
Exactly.
And I'm trying to pay him a compliment. He's been a force there for Giltner tonight. I formation, ends are in tight. They go pitch wide to the right side. Atterbury's got a cutback. And we'll see if Axtell's got it or not, or if they called it dead. I think Axtell fumbled ahead, and they're going to get the benefit of that fumble. And I believe that Spencer Feck fell on the ball as his running back coughed it up, and he fell on it, and enough for a first down for Axtell. So when the mojo is with you, it's with you.
I don't know how to mark that one. You fumble for 6 yards and get a, or 7 yards and get a first down.
I'm glad we're not diagramming this game. Fecht on the give and go to the up man, Gustafson. He stopped at the line of scrimmage, hopping on the tackle there. And again, what's happening right now is Axtell is holding onto the ball, chewing clock, and keeping Giltner from executing offensively. They upset. Mild upset last week, Burwell, 39-20. Franklin was handled easily by Giltner last week. Franklin came into that ball game with some definite handicaps. Injured quarterback, tight end playing quarterback as well, and in the lane. Hand off Atterbury again. Falls across to about the 15, 14-yard line.
Looked like it was going to open up, and then just that fast, Giltner closed that hole and he's lucky to get a yard on that.
Get a couple of partials here brought to you by Valentino's. They deliver. We deliver the scores. It was the last we heard, Blue Hill trailing Sutherland at the half. Broken Bow was leading Gothenburg in the fourth. Updates brought to you by Valentino's of Kearney. High formation, Fecht under center, a third down, a strong eight. Fakes the handoff, back to pass, Fecht in the flat. And there's a pass interference that was, I think, missed by the officials there because Consbrook, as fine a defensive player as he is, had a whole lot of jersey going on there with
I think they missed one there.
And I didn't mean to make that call myself, but it was pretty obvious.
He was hanging on to him for quite a while.
The call was not made, and that no call favors Giltner here, and it's fourth down. and 9 yards to go. Eggleston will come in. He had the left foot and the 31-yard field goal earlier in this ball game. Farrenbrook will hold. The knee is about the 21-yard line, so about the same distance. And it is blocked, and Giltner falls on it. Poppin falls on it at the 19-yard line, and that is where Giltner will take over, just beyond the 19-yard line. And they'll go the other way, so a good defensive stand there by Giltner. But, again, we were talking, joking at halftime about moral victories and things like that. When you can take that much time off the clock, whether you score or not, you're accomplishing strategically something for Axtell in keeping the potent Giltner offense off the field. Speaking of which, they're back on now, wides both ways. Most option flips to the left side. Eastman's got it, got some running room. 25, maybe the 27-yard line. Almost the first down for Eastman out of the running back slot, taking that pitch left side. He got good yardage.
9 yards.
Second down and one to go.
9 yards.
Clock is 7:01, third quarter. Giltner trailing Axtell by two. Eastman pitch right side this time. First down out to the 36-yard line. So Axtell goes to the ground game now. Nice block in there on offense by Consbrook, who we were talking about on defense just a moment ago. First down and 10 now for Giltner. I'm not sure I've seen them run three running plays in a row all season long, and I've done three of their ball games. Shaq goes wide to the left side. Eastman stands in the backfield in the shotgun with Most. Odd is in the slot. Pitch. Left side option. Again, Eastman's got it. Some running room across midfield. About 7 or 8 yards as he approaches the forward stick there. He'll fall about 2 yards shy of that. And the ball will be spotted just outside the 35-yard line of Axtell. This score has
right
been...
Right now they just run option left, option right. Now option left again, and they're picking up nice yards on it.
This score has been what it is since 30 seconds to go in the first half. Most will keep the ball, and he'll get a first down on that one. And he goes 4 yards for the first, and a new set of downs for Giltner now as the ball is spotted just inside the 35 of the Wildcats. First and 10 for record-setting and record-holding quarterback in D1, Nathan Most, over 7,000 yards through the air. What a phenomenal career.
I got a feeling we're going to be seeing some passing on it.
Could be. There's shotgun. Back to pass. Fires long. He's got Hendrick at the 10. 5. Touchdown, Shea Hendrick. A 35-yard touchdown pass from Nathan Most to Shea Hendricks. A pitch-catch duo Giltner fans have heard and seen a lot of over the past 3 to 4 years. A huge number of 7,000 throwing yards by Most have been received by Shea Hendricks. Now they go for two. Sean Finley in the ballgame. Backup quarterback stands aside the starter Most. Hendricks in there, too. In the shotgun, everybody else tight. Back to pass on the two-point attempt. Fires, and it is broken up by Axtell. And so 6 points remain, but they don't get the extra two. And the score with 6:13 on the third period clock is Giltner 14, Axtell 10. D1 second-round football action continues in 30 seconds on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com on the World Wide Web.
Pioneer Hybrid is a proud sponsor of the Giltner Hornets. Soybean growers in Giltner know they can count on Pioneer for top-end yields from their fields. Why? Because they know Pioneer brand soybean varieties are developed and tested locally. Plus, varieties with a combination of high-yielding genetics and protection against disease and pests mean growers that choose those Pioneer varieties are making the most out of every acre they plant. Contact Reason Agronomics, your local Pioneer sales professional, for soybeans bred to yield and built to defend.
Giltner just came back to take the lead for the first time since late in the first quarter when they lost the lead on a 50-yard, Heath Atterbury 50-yard touchdown run. Now a 35-yard pass from Nathan Most to his favorite target, Shea Hendricks. And Giltner will kick it off. Good kick by Most, high kick. It is taken and fumbled at the 10-yard line. Axtell having a hard time getting a handle on it. finally commanding possession, Jordan Larson falls forward across the 15. We'll see where they spot it. It's going to be about the 17-yard line. Excuse me, Gene. That score happened with about 6:10 to go on the third period clock. Axtell comes out with a shotgun, wide both ways. Slot is to the left. Hand off on the delay to Gustafson, and he'll fall forward for a yard or two as Axtell runs out of a different formation from what we last series of plays and got short yardage.
Tough yard for Gustafson that time up the middle.
Break the huddle. Atterbury comes wide to the left side. Wide the other way is Clark. Shotgun formation. Fecht back to pass. Fires. He's got a man. Eagleson for the first down. 30, 35. Eagleson close to midfield at the 39-yard line. Casey Eagleson is a 6-foot, 180-pound senior. Officially listed as a tight end. He's been valuable as their placement specialist as well. He kicked one field goal, had another one blocked, has a PAT tonight. And that crucial first down catch just now for the Axtell Wildcats.
That's just a nice pass there.
Wind the clock now after having moved the chains. It's 5:12 to go in the third. Fech now is under center, lone setback. Everybody else in tight to go wing on the left side. Back to pass. They set up the screen. Gustafson's got it. Midfield, 35. Gustafson to about the 31-yard line. And he's forced out of bounds over there by Sean Finley and by Bush for Giltner. And it's going to be first down again for Axtell. Two consecutive first downs for the Wildcats.
And they're doing it by the pass now.
And Giltner tried to run.
What
a bizarre world we live in here. 14-10, though. Giltner is on top by four. Axtell on the drive. I formation. Ends are in tight. Atterbury dots the I. Gustafson the up man. Long count by Fecht. He'll keep it himself if he found a seam and gets across to about the 29-yard line. He'll pick up 2 or 3 yards on that carry. He saw something there because he kept that count longer than normal.
And then he just had to try to slide inside between the guard and the center.
They break the huddle with second down. They keep their ends in tight. Clark is to the right side. I formation. Fecht calls out the signals. Hand off to Gustafson, and he crashes forward down to about the 25-yard line and then is pushed back. We'll see where they mark it. Finley puts the face mask to him. Stands him up. Odd over there, too, for Giltner.
That's Gustafson, Randy.
Yeah, Gustafson on the carry there. And it's third down and a long four, short five to go for Axtell as they keep possession here with 4 minutes to go in the third period. Again, the I formation. Ends are in tight, Eggleston and Clark. Handoff goes to Atterbury. Spins his way down to the 20-yard line. And he'll get a first down on the ground for Axtell. Farenbrook doing some blocking downfield for him. And
that was some nice
Logan
run. He got hit, then spun, just kept his old feet a-churning, and this is a nice run.
Well, the defensive people always say wrap him up, and the offensive coaches always say spin. He did it right that time. I formation, pitch right side, Atterbury cutback. Gets inside the 15, down to close to the 10-yard line. Heath Atterbury has to be over 100 yards by now, I would say.
101.
101.
Now, that's without this run here. See, with add another 8 to that.
Second down and 2 coming. Clock is 3 minutes and 17 seconds to go in the third.
20 carries for 109 yards.
He'd been averaging, as we said, 5.5 yards per carry.
He's
had over 700 yards on the year coming into this ball game on 132 carries. I formation, ends are in tight. That goes under center this time. calls out the play. Crouches low under the center. Fakes the handoff one way. Back to pass now. Scrambles to his right. Launches one into the end zone. Eggleston goes up. Got it. Touchdown, Axtell. That was a 20-yard pass from Peck to Eggleston. And Axtell takes the lead in this dandy here tonight. 16-14 the score. Eggleston will try to put the leg to it for another one. Farrenbrook will kneel. Are they going to go for... No, Farrenbrook is in there. He's going to kneel at the 10-yard line. Eggleston, who just caught that pass. He looked like Dwight Clark going across the end zone.
That
he reached
nice.
Up for it. Yeah.
Nice catch. Nice pass. And he threw it to only one guy could get it, and that was the receiver. And he stretched out.
Caught it with his hands. Completed it.
Axtell's looking very good right now.
Good snap, good hold, good kick. It is now 17-14. Axtell back on top of Giltner. There's 2:47 in the third period to go. You're listening to Class D1 second round action on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR.com.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated in Giltner, the home of Bish Built Products, is your harvest needs headquarters and the manufacturer of custom-made corn and row crop heads, the original Bish head changers, the Bish bin, and Bish corn head trash reel. Harv's Farm Supply Incorporated, now taking 2009 custom-built head orders. Visit the website, harvsfarmsupply.com, for more information.
That's your son there,
back
40.
Back again on 98.9, where Axtell has just taken the lead again, this time by 3. On a nice pass going to Eggleston from Speck. Point after Eggleston was good. And now Giltner getting the ball back. They've got Harmon back deep as well as Luke Richards. And Richards comes back the other way.
Yeah!
He's going to be hands in a 5-yard line.
That was a nice tackle down there.
Well, it started with a
about
kick.
The
it was a nice.
Line.
It started with a nice high kick that was fielded at the 5-yard line by Richards, and good coverage there by Axtell, and he was hemmed in and tackled at the 5-yard line. So Giltner, for the second time tonight, started drive well deep into their second time of the second half, well deep into their own end of the field. Option keeper by Most. He's got the running room. He breaks away at the 30. 35, Most out of bounds at the 35. It looked like he was going to get hemmed in, and he got beyond the initial line of scrimmage and had nothing but green grass ahead of him and got up to the 35-yard line. So, so much for bad field position. Giltner back in it. Shotgun formation at the 39-yard line.
39.
Most standing back in the shotgun puts Hendricks in motion right to left. He'll keep it himself on his own read and gets inside to about the 36-yard line of Axtell. Clock at 5:50 to go in the third period. Excuse me, at 2:17 to go. I was reading the reflection out of the window.
I've done that before, too.
Shotgun again. Second, first time I've done that tonight. Second down and 6. Most will keep it again, and he gets at most about a yard. Down to about the 35-yard line. It'll be third down and 5. And
up a tough yard.
I'm thinking 2-down territory here for Giltner. They want to keep the ball. They want the points. They don't have a field goal kicker. Punting hasn't done it real well tonight. Shotgun, Most, wides both ways. Slot man is Richards, left side. Fires in the flat. Got Hendricks at the 30, complete first down.
Yeah, minute about 5, and I think he got 6.
Minute 36 on the third period. Clock, 17-14. Giltner down by 3. Axtell has played a whale of a ball game tonight, especially compared to the last matchup between these two ball clubs. Axtell looks tight and confident, playing good defense. Giltner has their hands full. 30-yard line, back to pass. Most Fires long, and he's got a man. No, it's intercepted inside the 5-yard line. He was looking for Hendricks. And
intercepted by 33.
That was Jordan Larson with the interception, and he has been doing a whale of a job on Hendricks tonight. That time he came up and got the takeaway. Now Axtell has been deep in their own territory. Giltner has an opportunity here potentially on field position. But Axtell has the ball, and that's the important thing for the Wildcat fans. 1:17 to go in the third.
Is now they're in no mistake area here. You're on the 1-yard line. You're going to be.
That's a fact now. First time these teams played, they had a couple of turnovers deep in their own territory, but conditions changed. This time Axtell is at home. And they're playing like they love this home cooking, don't they?
Yes, they do.
I formation, Atterbury deep in his own end zone. He'll get the feed, and he gets across the 1 or 2 yard line. Battles forward, but not much progress there. Didn't get to the 5, I don't think.
Ball carries the right side, but the 30 end
of the field. Minute 6 on the clock for the third period. Axtell trying to blast it out of their own territory. The ball is really only about the 3-yard line. I don't know what that is. Oh. All right. I formation again as Fack comes out under center. Giltner with 7 men in the box. They pitch to Atterbury. Boy, it's to get inside the 5. And we'll see. No call on that. It looked like his head kind of whipped a little bit.
Yeah, it did.
Now, I don't know, when we pull the ambulance out of here, do we have to stop play? The ambulance is leaving here. That's what that was all about. So I don't know if we've got to stop the play here or not.
I think they're going to let the time run out at the end of the third quarter here, Craig.
All right, and that's the way it is. I don't know how this affects you. Stand by. We'll come back in 1 minute. At the end of 3, your score, Axtell 17, Giltner 14. High school, round 2, D1 championship brackets coming up on 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care. Caring for our community, one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
There's supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. So you need to replace your stock tank. Head to Stadler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank. Stadler Implement is proud to support our area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Aurora Insurance on the west side of the square has been providing insurance solutions for home, auto, farm, commercial, life, and health needs in Aurora and Hamilton County for 30 years. Doug Shaw at Aurora Insurance wishes the Giltner Hornets good luck at the state playoffs.
Third down, 7 yards to go deep in Axtell territory for the Wildcats when they get set to the line of scrimmage here as we begin play in the fourth period. We're hearing all sorts of sirens here, and I'm trying to figure out whether or not that's going to affect play because, you know, rules say that you got to have an emergency vehicle in the near vicinity here. So nothing by the referees indicate that's going to change, so we'll keep calling them until they stop playing.
Well, the fire department's only about a block away, so maybe they'll call that good. I don't know.
Well, you're here, Gene.
Remember,
the finest.
That'll scare them.
They keep them well, huh?
Yeah. Well, that siren blows a long time, doesn't it?
Well. All right. Beck is under center. Third down, 7. Everybody else is in tight. Pitch, right side, halfback option. Atterbury fires. He's got a man in and out of his hand. It was intended for Trevor Feck, and it was in and out of his hands on the halfback option by Heath Atterbury. It'll bring up fourth down and a definite punting situation here for the Wildcats and an opportunity for Giltner with Shea Henrich standing at the 35-yard line of Axtell.
That was a good-looking play. Just couldn't quite get it to the receiver. He was open.
standing well in his end zone. In fact, he'll do the kicking, rushes on, the kick is up, and he gets it away. Pretty high kick. Hendricks will stay away from it. In fact, it didn't even get to him. It'll bounce at the 27-yard line of Axtell. So Giltner is in the short field position that they found themselves in numerous times a few weeks back when they beat Axtell. They really had the field position going for him in that matchup. Not so tonight. 17-14, Giltner is down by three. Nathan Most comes into the ball game from the sideline.
The fire's still going.
It's still going, so if you're hearing the wobbling in the background, somebody needs something, but we don't know who or what. Spread formation lies both ways. Back to pass is Most. He goes over in the flat, and Eastman has it, and he gets down inside the 25-yard line on a short pass, and he squared up his shoulders and took it for about two more. Eastman, the running back for Giltner. It'll bring up second down and close to 5 yards to go. There's a penalty marker over there, though, on the field. Let's see what that's all about.
Well, he was hit. That was a tackle.
Maybe that was a face mask or a tackle out of bounds. We'll see if they call a personal foul here. I don't have an indication. I just see the hanky across the
going
field.
Going against Axtell.
And that's going to be a personal foul on the defender after the play, a personal foul, and that'll mark additional yardage down inside the 12-yard line.
Never did see what it was.
First down. They didn't really say. They just said personal foul. They didn't indicate face mask, so I'm not sure. First down and 10. They can get inside the one for a first down. Shotgun. On the delay, they go to Eastman. He goes left side. He's got running in five. Touchdown for Giltner. Eastman running from the 12-yard line. And on the short field, Giltner, as they did last time, capitalizes with the drive of about 27 yards and a 12-yard run by Eastman. And Giltner is back in the lead by three. They're going to try to make a lead by five. They'll go for two. They don't kick. Findlay, slot man left side. Shaq wide to the left. Hendricks wide right. Into the end zone. And a two-point conversion is complete to at the tight end. And it is a five-point lead now for Giltner, 22-17. Hang on to your hats. We got a good one going here. Glad to have you along. Championship football, 98.9 FM, KKPR.com. Your score again. Giltner 22, Axtell 17. Back in a half minute.
Hogan's has it. For all you athletes and fans, we have everything you need from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, Mizuno, Asics, and more. And along with a great selection of shoes and apparel, we offer screen printing, embroidery, trophies, and engraving too. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
The Bank of Donovan wishes the Giltner Hornets the best of luck. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Bank of Donovan has full-service locations in Donovan, Grand Island, and Hastings. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Giltner is up 22-17. On their PATs, they go for two, and two out of three times tonight they've made it. And so Most will be doing the kicking here, puts the tee on the 30-yard line. And Clark and Larson are standing back inside their five for the Axtell Wildcats. As I just about brought all of my equipment down on top of me with a with a clumsy step. All right, here comes the kickoff. Inside the five, bobbled and goes into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. It was bobbled there by Jordan Larson, and it'll be a 15-yard mark. 15-yard mark, 15-yard line mark for Axtell on that touchback. First and 10, their own 15, following the score on a 12-yard run by Eastman for Giltner. 11:33 to go in regulation. Although with the two-point conversions on the one hand and the single point on the other, I don't think ties are likely.
Yeah.
But a good ending is. Shotgun perfect. Wides both ways. Atterbury split wide to the right side. They fake the handoff on the zone read. The quarterback keeps it, gets across the 20-yard line, and that's about it. But it's a nice pickup for Axtell. It'll be second down and five.
Peck just kept the ball. And, nice little run. Good four and a half yards on that one.
Second down, a strong five as Eagleston checks in for the Axtell Wildcats. The ends are inside. He's one of them. Clark is the other on the right side. Peck under center. Atterbury dots the eye. Gustafson, the up man. Pitch, Atterbury, left side. Got a little running room, and then is quickly shut down. He's close to a first down. We'll see if they give it to him. I think he's a yard or so shy. Let's see where they mark it. He is. It's going to be third down and about two or three to go as they spot the ball inside the 25-yard line of Axtell. Clock at 10:25 to go here in the final period. In this round two game, between two teams that didn't meet this early in the playoffs last year.
Well, they're going to be all big plays, but this is a big third down one for Axtell right now.
Peck feeds to Atterbury, tries to go to the right side. He got nothing, but let's see. Let's see before I call it, but I don't think he got that first down. He needed to nose the ball to the 25, and he's nowhere near that.
He didn't gain it.
So Giltner forces the fourth down, and we'll see what Axtell has to do here. I'm guessing punts.
They're going to need a better punt than the last time, though. That...
All right, Fecht is going to stand way back. He goes in standard punt formation. And Hendricks is going to stand at his 30-yard line.
His last punt only went about 18 yards, and that set up the short field.
Would like Hendricks to get his hands on the ball, but that's not going to happen. He goes back, and it bounces at the 20. Now he's going to pick it up. Hendricks picks it up at the 20, reverses field, has a wide open field on the far side, and gets across to the 30, almost the 35-yard line. And we're going to take a look. I don't see any flags down. Many times a block to the back
occurs. No flags, but we got a...
But Atterbury is down inside the 25-yard line of Axtell.
Hit hard on a block. Good block, just one of those where you're running, chasing it, and the guy comes in.
Looked a little bit like Jared Crick got his clock cleaned last week down in Texas. He comes up, looks like he's going to be all right. But, man, I tell you what, you talk about some horsepower.
As soon as he figures out which day of the week it is, he's going to be all right.
Right.
Wobbling right now. I think you're right. I think he's going to be all right. But, boy, he got hit hard. He was pursuing hard and just.
So, Giltner on that field reversal, nice, gutsy, but, again, questionable judgment-wise by Hendricks. It turned out all right. But, man, that was a rolling ball. Sometimes you just want the kids to fall on it. That time he wanted to make a play, and he did. Got it up to the 33. Shotgun from Most. He's got a slot that's out right side. Fakes the handoff to Eastman. Keeps it himself left side. Most carries the man across the 35 to the 37-yard line. He gave Farrenbrook a ride there. Piggyback ride. Atterbury is back into the ball game now, having determined that this is Axtell. It's a Wednesday night, and he's in the football game. Second down and about 6 yards to go on that 4-yard carry by Nathan Most.
Well,
8:50 to go in this one.
You play hurt when you can because it's, you know, no tomorrow right now.
Shaq left side wide. Luke Richards wide right side. Shotgun. Most keeps it himself, doesn't get anywhere. Falls forward for maybe a yard. He kind of stumbled over Drew Ott. And that was... A line of scrimmage that was well plugged there by Axtell. They kind of pushed Ott back, and Most fell over him. So it's going to be third down, passing situation indicated here.
We're going to get into all these big third down plays that Axtell had one before and couldn't capitalize. Let's see what happens with Giltner here with third and five.
Clock run at 8:10. Shotgun Most. Eastman in the backfield with him, wides both ways. Ott is the slot man right side. Good snap, rolls right, fires downfield, and he overshoots Hendricks. Now, that is where I would say that was a legitimate overshoot on the part of Most. I don't think he was trying to throw that one away because Hendricks had some daylight there.
He had
gotten some separation from Jordan Larson. And now it brings up a fourth down. And here's an interesting decision. Here's an interesting decision on fourth down. The ball is spotted inside Giltner territory at the 38. Now, Most, as does Fecht, the punting for his team. And Jeff Ashby's going to call a timeout to talk this over. So the Giltner Hornets, trying to hang on to their lead of 5 points, have a decision to make on what to do on fourth down and a long five. They lead 22-17. We'll take 30 seconds, be back with more on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud supporter of all the area teams.
Fourth down, Giltner is in apparent punt formation. Most is standing outside his 25.
Now he's getting a record punt position there.
Yeah, Clark is back at the 10. Gives it right. It's a nice kick. Clark goes over for it, bounces into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and Axtell will get it first and 10 at their 15 with 7:52 to go, and they're down by 5, 22-17. So the ball at the 15-yard line of Axtell.
Yeah, they're going to have to make it. Yeah, you got just under 8 minutes here. Still time, but
their scoring drives have been 4 minutes plus, except for the one touchdown where Atterbury took it to the house on a 50-yard run. So they take a little time to get it there, and they don't have a lot to go. But a touchdown will put Axtell back in the lead. They're down by 5, 22-17. Shotgun back to pass. Speck rolls right, under pressure. Now he's got to reverse his field. Flings it downfield. Has a man in the open. Clark, he's got it at the 25. 35. Clark goes
for
30.
He
could go all the way. 15, 10. Clark, touchdown, Axtell.
Wow. Axtell. Get back in the game.
Strikes like lightning on that apparent broken play. Great improvisation there by Spencer Feck as he fired the ball down to Clark, an outlet receiver.
That is a bunt.
About a 10-yard gain. And
back there.
And then Clark took it the rest of the way.
65 yards.
65 yards to Clark. Left footed kicker, Eggleston. Click kick is up, and that may be off to the right. Wide right for Eggleston, so he can't convert, and it's a one-point ball game. Axtell, 23. Giltner, 22. 7.5 to go in this ball game. We're back in a half minute with the Axtell kickoff on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, KKPR.com.
Is injury keeping you on the sidelines? Let Drs. Dan Slosky, Heber Crockett, and John Wright help you get back in the game. Fellowship-trained in sports medicine, they can provide the necessary treatment and rehabilitation to get you on the field or court. New West Sports Medicine at 3219 Central Avenue, Suite 102, Kearney. For the athlete in all of us.
Whether it's a stretch of pasture, a crop ready for harvest, or a garden patch behind someone's house in town, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender. When you grow, we grow.
Don't go away, and aren't you glad you stayed? 7:34 to go in this ball game, as Axtell has come back now to take the lead again. This is the third time they've had the lead, same number of times Giltner did. They're on top by a point now. Giltner will get the ball back on the kick here. Harmon and Richards are back inside their five. Eagleson gives it a ride. High kick. And it goes into the end zone. It'll be a touchback. And Giltner will get the ball at their 15-yard line.
I think they're pumped now.
We'll see.
Kicked that into the end zone. Nice kick by the Eagleson.
7:34 as the drive starts at the 15. Giltner got themselves recomposed when they lost the lead earlier by going to the running game. As I said earlier, I don't think I saw Giltner run three running plays in a row until that one series.
Yeah.
They go spread this time, though. We'll see if they're going to run out of that. Hinrichs is the slot man to the left side. Most stands in shotgun. Hinrichs in motion. On the crossbuck, they go to Eastman. On the delay, he gets to the 20-yard line, and he's going to be stopped there, maybe the 19. As his face mask is right close to the zero in the 20 on the yard marker. Pick up of about four on first down, second down, six for the Hornets. Hinrichs went to the sideline for a moment. He comes back in now with the play, presumably. He'll go in the slot to the left side. inside of Shaq. Most in the shotgun. Eastman in the back with him. Tight end to the right side is Poppin. Most keeps it himself, puts a shoulder and plows ahead across the 25-yard line, close to a first down. He showed a little power there as he put his shoulder down and got the first down for the Hornets. Nathan Most.
Well, he needed seven, and he just got the ball's right on the yard line on the 25.
They wind the clock now. It's 6:42 to go in this one. Shotgun Most. Eastman, they go full spread now. Eastman slot to the left side. Shaq is the wideout to the left side. They put Hendricks in motion. Fake the handoff to him on the zone read. Most keeps it. He'll get tied up, but he still drags a couple of Axtell Wildcats with him up to the 30-yard line. And the tackle is made over there by Gustafson.
Get 4 yards on that one again.
That'll be a nice pickup on first down for Giltner. Second down and 6 yards to go for the Giltner Hornets. Clock ticking down inside is six. Neither team favors the clock or not. There's only 1 point differential. It's all in getting the points right now for either one of them. 23-22. Giltner down by one right now. Axtell just scored on a 35-yard ad-lib pass play to Clark. Most shotgun fires first down to Ott just beyond the sticks at the 38-yard line. And I think that is Ott's second catch tonight.
That's right.
That is unusual. Axtell has somehow had him bottled up. Last week he had a great ball game against Franklin in the first round of the playoffs. This time they spread him wide to the right side. Shaq to the left. Hendricks in the slot. Back to pass. In the flat, Shaq has got it to the 40. Down to the 35. Shaq, 30-yard line and out of bounds at the 29. Atterbury and Farrenbrook come over on defense for Axtell. And it'll be a first down for Giltner. Now, if they put this in here and take a couple more minutes off the clock, then Axtell will have one more shot to come back. So don't go away. This is going to be a honey. And I don't think we're talking overtime.
Because the last man said here, this
shotgun formation. Slot man is out to the right side. Shaq wide left. They fire over in the flat. Hendricks has got it. Inside the 25. Hendricks inside the 20-yard line. Down to the 15 on a first down again. Shea Hendricks that time with some tremendous yardage after catch, his trademark, did it again that time, and it'll be a first down for the Hornets.
That time he just used his speed. It was just a quick out, and he just took off running.
I got some scores coming in here. We'll get to those courtesy of Valentino's of Kearney coming up. But in the meantime, we got a dandy going on here. Shotgun formation, Eastman in the backfield. Most pumps once. Fires. He's got Hendricks, goes out for it, comes down with it at the 1 yard line. First down, goal to go. Giltner Hornets. Eastman comes over to the sideline to pick up the play from Coach Jeff Ashby. He comes back in, he'll leave it off for his teammates who are huddling up outside the 5 yard line. First and goal to go. Giltner knocking at the door. They're down by one. 23-22. Most under center, rarely, is this time. Tries to sneak it forward. Legs go out from under him. I don't think he got him.
No, I think he slipped as he tried the quarterback sneak.
So Most doesn't get anywhere. We second down and goal to go. Giltner goes spread this time. They got one man in the backfield. That is Hendricks. And again, Most will try to go forward. And he falls forward. His teammates say he got in. The referees don't agree yet.
Good tackle by Axtell. I did catch the number there.
Referees say no. So power football so far has been Nathan Most off the center and left guard. And it hasn't worked. It'll be third down, goal to go.
And what are they, on about the 6-inch line?
Hendricks is coming out. Eastman will be in the backfield. Rapp comes in for blocking on the left side. Shaq is in tight on the right side. Again, they try the quarterback sneak, and that time he got in. Nathan Most gets six more on the board for Giltner, and it's 28-23 on the quarterback sneak. Giltner took that ball from the 15 to the end zone. And they'll go for two. Shotgun formation. Findlay is back in the ball game. He goes slot to the left side, out slot to the right. Spread otherwise. Back to pass in the end zone. It is caught by Ott, and that is a two-point conversion. And now it is a 30-23 ball game in favor of Giltner. This is a do-or-die coming up for Axtell. I said it wasn't going to be a tie. It could be.
Yeah.
They're down by seven. We'll find out. 30 seconds away from action resuming on the kickoff. Your score again, Giltner 30, Axtell 23. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school championship.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Delcom and Giltner is your electrical data networking security systems thermal communications provider for everything from imaging, industrial electrical, PLC programming, process control, audio, and video work. Delcom and Giltner, your source for data electrical communications.
Nathan Most capped a 65-yard TD drive by Giltner with a one-yard sneak. His third attempt in was the charm, and then a two-point conversion. It's a seven-point gap. Axtell has no options here. They got to go touchdown. They got to get at least the PAT to tie it. But first, they got to get the touchdown.
Yep.
And first, they got to get the kickoff. And here it comes from Nathan Most. He gives it a ride. It'll go into the end zone, and it'll be first and 15 for Axtell at their own 15-yard line. 3:50 to go in this ball game. I think this may be the best game broadcast on our stations, at least in the last week. There was one other. It's a little different than Pleasant and Potter Dix, so I'll tell you that one.
Yeah.
A little Pleasant different.
Is going to have to dig deep now and just get a good drive. I think they need to burn the clock. I don't think you want to give Giltner any time left with that quarterback the way he could pass. Most is can cover the ground pretty fast.
Shotgun Feck. Wides both ways. Axtell, first and 10 from the 15. High snap. Feck pulls it down. He's under pressure. He gets a man, and the man loses the ball. It's picked up by Farrenbrook. We'll see if it's an incompletion or a fumble and a recovery by Farrenbrook.
I think they're going to call it a completion and a fumble.
And Farrenbrook saves the day there for Axtell as he fell on it, and they picked up 2 yards to boot. Second down, 8 yards to go for the Wildcat. Drive of the year for Axtell. That's why you play this game, though. Games like this.
Yeah.
Ends are in tight. Atterbury dots the eye. He had a 50-yard sprint to the end zone early in the ball game. Under center, Feck calls him out. Pitch, left side. Atterbury finds the cutback, and it's quickly cut down at the 20-yard line. Looked like he might have a lane opening up there for him, but he got to the 20, and Giltner stops him. So it's going to be third down and 5 for the Axtell Wildcats. You got to think this is four down territory here with 2:47 to go. They're not going to punt it away. You got to figure that.
Big third down.
Coming into the ball game, Trevor Fecht, one of the ends. He'll go to the left side. He's split away just a tad from the line. Sort of in a wing slot. Shotgun formation. Single setback. Back with Back to pass now. Got nobody. Then he fires downfield. He's got Clark, and he overshoots him at the 30-yard line of Giltner. Clark went up for it with both hands, just like he did with the touchdown that he did come down with. But that was a long incompletion now, and it's fourth down for Axtell. And here's your season.
Kind of wonder why you'd maybe try going the length in that one play.
You know, you break off summer vacation. You come back. You put on the pads. You sweat. You go through a regular season, you go through the first round of the playoffs, and it's down to one play.
Yep.
And a timeout's going to be called here by Axtell. I think we'll keep it right here. Let me get you some scores. Brought to you by Valentino's. They deliver, and we deliver the scores for you. They deliver the pizza. Nice combo. Bennington over Syracuse, 7-6. Sutherland did beat Blue Hill 14-12. Sutherland beat Blue Hill 14-12. So the defending state champions won't get a chance to defend. Amherst beat Maxwell 25-24. Ponca over Lord Central Catholic 48-19. Humboldt 44, Oakland Craig 6. That is the final. And Bergen Elmwood Murdoch 0-0 at the half. Here, need I say more? It's the ball game for Axtell. They've got to convert here, where chances are good. This is the end of the football season for them, and Giltner goes on to round three next week.
No, Axtell's had luck passing to those backs out of the backfield. Right?
They go tight on the ends, I formation, checked back to pass, looking across the middle. He's got a man, and it'll be a first down. It'll be a first down, and the drive continues. Trevor Fecht on that. Talk about clutch. Spencer to Trevor Fecht for Axtell. And the drive continues.
Need five, and you get six.
2:14 to go. Clock stops on the chain movement. They're going to crank it here pretty quick. Shotgun for Fecht. Wides both ways. Slot man on the left side. Fecht pulls it down. Looking. He's going to look now. Penalty marker down in the backfield. Fecht gets across the 35 to the 37-yard line. But we'll see what that's all about. There's going to be a hold against Axtell. And it'll be 10 from the point of the infraction. And we'll see where they spot that.
That negates a good run.
And that could be a whole lot of travel into that first down marker, depending on where they mark it. They're marking it from that flag, which was inside the 20. So they go back 10 from there, and they're going to get a first down and a bunch to go. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 yards. First and 25 for Axtell. Right after picking up a clutch first down, a holding call puts them way in the hole inside their own 10-yard line.
That's first hole, I think,
It's been a great ball game. I mean, there really have not been any penalties to speak of here. 30-23. Giltner hanging on to a 7-point lead. Axtell trying to claw their way back to a tie at least. Spread formation, back to pass. Fecht being pressured. He's got a man across the middle. It's Gustafson at the 15. Gustafson out to the 20. 25. Gustafson at the 30-yard line is taken out of bounds. And
now we got a flag.
In there. That might have been a personal foul against Giltner that time. Face mask against Giltner will tack on another 15 to the end of that carry. That is huge. That not only did he get the first down after that first and 25, he gets the extra bonus yardage, and that will put the ball all the way down inside the 35-yard line of Giltner. Keep in mind that Clark hauled in the 35-yard pass a little bit ago to put Axtell out front. They subsequently lost that lead, but they're in that scoring territory now, so keep it right here. Shotgun Fecht. Wides both ways. Back to pass. Looks downfield. Got plenty of time. Got all day long. Now they break down the coverage. He fires over. He's got a man. Complete. Clark over on the near sideline at about the 25-yard line. Clark, who caught that 35-yarder for the touchdown a bit ago, got close to a first down there at the 25-yard line.
Nice 9-yard reception. Well, Gilbert's only rushing maybe two or three guys, too. I think they're playing that zone defense and just trying to.
Clark did a good job ad-libbing there and coming back from the quarterback.
Did.
Second down and a yard to go for the Wildcats. They go shotgun. Gustafson, the only man in the backfield with Fecht, the quarterback. Wides both ways. Back to pass. Fecht has nowhere to go. Now he pulls it down. He'll run with it inside the 20. And he gets the first down. A minute 31 to go as they stop the clock momentarily to move the chains. And Axtell, nail-biting time here, had it 4th and 5, converted. Had that put back to a 1st and 25 on a hold. Recovered from that and are now down deep in Giltner territory inside the 20. Shotgun, Fecht again on the run. Inside the 15 to the 10-yard line, and he's pushed back there by Ott. And also Josh Bush on the defensive side of things for Giltner. Now, Giltner needs to compose themselves on defense here Axtell is going to hurry up.
Well, they know going to have to. They got a minute left.
Shotgun wides both ways. Back to pass. Beck pumps once. Now he's got a run.
Look at him here on the.
And he just kind of held up there. What's going on?
There's
going
to be a flag, I think, there. Intentional grounding, I'm afraid.
Beck just sort of gave up there, and I don't know what he was seeing or if he thought he heard a whistle or what. But he just kind of slowed down. Then a flag came in. So let's unravel this here in a moment. With 52.9 seconds on the clock, if Axtell scores here, they've got to get a PAT, or if they go for two. But the key is they got to score, and they got to score a touchdown, and they're going to call intentional grounding.
Loss of down,
again, Axtell. So that's a loss of down. It brings
he had
up a
the guy open, but he just couldn't see him. He's running the wrong way.
Third down and seven on that loss of down. Ball is spotted just outside the 15. Shotgun. They go to the flat on the left side. It's a pass complete to Atterbury. He gets down inside the five-yard line. A nice, quick screen to Atterbury, and he got down to the five-yard line. Clock stopped at 47.2 seconds. It's a first and goal to go for Axtell. This is the season for both ball teams here. Theoretically, we still got to deal with a score and a conversion. If they kick the one-pointer, it's a tie ball game. If they go for two, it's a late lead for Axtell. Who knows? 23 points on the board for Axtell. They want to make it 30 or 31. Gildner trying to hang on. They got the lead on a...
If they can get it in here, what do, Craig? You got to set your down, set, you go for the tie, or you go for the two and win it.
Well, you know it's going to come down to one play no matter what, right?
Yeah.
I mean, either way, because in high school, you do the alternating sides on the overtime. So you can run, but you can't hide. There's always going to be that final play that says, do you win or do you lose? And the short answer to your question is, I don't know.
Yeah, keep in mind that Dak still had a field goal attempt blocked earlier in the game.
All right.
He missed one extra point on a kick.
First down, goal to go. Ball spotted about the five-yard line. Shotgun set, wide both ways. Giltner looking blitz. They come. And here comes the run and the pass. It's complete to Gustafson. Touchdown, Axtell. He caught Gustafson on the run as he rolled to the right to avoid a blitz. A nice play by Feck, a cool customer, two clutch plays in this drive alone. He came up big with a pass completion on a fourth and five, and that time with a first and goal at the five, and needing a touchdown now, down by 1 point. Kent Roper's going to talk this one over. Are they going to kick it? They're going to go for two. He said, either way, it's one play. We'll take a timeout. I need to compose myself as well. Your score is Giltner 30, Axtell 29. 42 seconds in this, baby. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
A fabulous effort. Keep it going today. All of us in Donovan are rooting you on. Enjoy this time. Go Hornets. From B&B Carpet Service in Donovan, where our service is the difference.
30-29. Axtell has done themselves proud tonight. Why? Because they lost big to Giltner. Giltner's done a great job. They're a great football team.
I think we're going
for Axtell, though, had that psychological thing to shake off after losing by 31 points earlier. They're going to go for two. This is the ball game. This is the ball game right here. Under center, Fecht. Everybody in tight eye formation. They pitch. Atterbury, left side. He's going to get hung out at the backfield. No good. Giltner has 42 seconds to run out the clock. And they go on to the next round. A gutsy call by Kent Ropers. Goes to his money man, Atterbury, on the pitch. They went for a 50-yard touchdown earlier in the ball game. But Most, I believe, was the man that came in and pulled him down. It was either Most or Rath came in and saved that two-point attempt.
They weren't fooled at all. They were They run the backfield. That play didn't have a chance to develop, but they, you know, that's part of it. They were
hearts
are pumping.
After the score, Axtell will kick off to Giltner. We'll keep it right here. I'll check and see if I got some more fresh scores here to give you.
Well, that was probably one of the better drives, though. They started on their 15-yard line, had a holding call, and knocked them back another, well, from the spot of the fall, was almost 12 yards, and still ended the drive down and score. Now we're going to be looking at an onside kick for sure. They got, Giltner's got a lot of guys up close here expecting it to be a bouncer. Let's see what happens.
All right, Eggleston does bounce it, and it is taken nicely and cleanly by Rath. Logan Rath, the linebacker, tight end for Giltner, gets the ball, saves the ball, and now Giltner has only to run 41.2 seconds off the clock, and they will live to fight another week. Elmwood Murdoch leading Bergen 6-0. That's a Valentino Zucconi update. We deliver the score. Call them. They deliver the pizza. And theirs is in much better taste than mine. I'll guarantee you.
Look at he having pizza delivered here, Craig. You wouldn't hurt my feelings.
Well, I'll tell you, well, you got one thing on your mind tonight. It's not football. It's food. Well, we got it back on track here. And the snap to Most. He goes down in the backfield. And the clock is running with 30 seconds to go. Looks like they'll have one more snap here as they wind the clock. Officially of second down and 12 on that fallback by Nathan Most, the all-time D1 passer. But he's just a heck of a field general as well.
Is it just D1 or is it all classes?
Well, he broke Scott Frost, and we're only saying D1. I'm gonna guess it's probably close to that for everybody. It's over 7,000 yards.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I walked that much the halls of my high school for 4 years from class to class. Nails it the second time, and that is it. Giltner, 29. Excuse me. Let me try that again. Giltner, 30. Axtell 29 is your final in a great ball game. Fun to call. So glad you could be with us. We're going to take a couple minute time out here, get some stats put together for you, get some scores put together for you, and have them when we return on the Misco Sporting Goods postgame reports. You're listening to high school playoff football on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Dedication. The Giltner Hornets show it every time they leave the locker room. And at Pinnacle Bank, they like to offer it to everyone that steps through their doors. Pinnacle Bank is proud to support the Giltner Hornets and looks forward to helping you discover the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank, member FDIC.
Is this the year for a brand new affordable, yes, I said affordable home? Or maybe you'd rather invest in a new fifth-wheel travel trailer. We've got you covered both ways. We're Eagle Crest Homes and Campers, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Scandinavia Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavia Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
Brandon and Lisa Honeycutt and family is proud of Giltner and all the Giltner students. We wish the Giltner football team the best of luck tonight and continued success in the future.
First in personal service, first in community pride, first in supporting local kids giving their all for the home school, first in state-of-the-art banking. We're First Bank and Trust, Cozad, Clay Center, and Eustis.
What a great ball game here to close out the season for the Axtell Wildcats and to extend for at least one more week the season of the Giltner Hornets. Both teams have had good seasons. Axtell did some extraordinary soul searching and game planning for this one. They lost by 31 points on a game that a few weeks back we thought should have been a tighter one than it turned out to be. They lost that one 38-7. But this time, by playing good defense, good ball possession, and a good execution in all phases of the ball game, they hung with Giltner and lost it 30-29. By far the best postseason game that I personally have called in a long, long time. We're glad you're along with us. Misko's Sporting and Post Game Report coming up now. It's game on at Misko's and Shop Downtown Kearney. I'm not ready to move on from football. Shop Downtown Kearney Center, Misko's. You'll be better equipped for the games you play. Don't forget to stop by Misko's, because even though you're not supposed to look beyond your next opponent in football, when you're Misko's, you're already looking at basketball and wrestling and all the name brands, also all of your colors for area schools and colleges. Misko's in the downtown Kearney Center. All right, let's look at brackets here. Giltner moves ahead, and they will play the winner of the Garden County Overton game. That was going on at 6, and I don't have a score on that. Everybody was saying who was doing that ball game. I don't know if anybody was doing that ball game as far as coverage was concerned. Overton was at home, and we'll try to effort that score.
I think I heard one of the guys up here in the press box was saying he had a phone call from friend or something that Overton was leading, but I don't know what the
If it was like this ball game, who knows? So
yeah,
if you got that score, call us, will you? 800-237-KKPR, 800-237-KKPR. You get that right to us, and we'll get it on the air. Overton was taking on Garden County. Overton had beaten Clearwater Orchard 49-8 last week, and Garden County had beaten Crawford by a margin of 34-6. So the winner of that game will take on Giltner next week. That'll be Tuesday the 10th, next Tuesday. And then we wind around one more game on a Monday for the semifinals, and the state championships in D1 will be the afternoon game, 2:45 Monday, November 23rd, at Storied Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. So congratulations to Axtell winding up their season with now three losses, two of those coming to these Giltner Hornets. You know what? It is tough to beat the same team twice in a year, so hats off to Giltner for being able to do that. So there's some good coaching here on both sides of the field.
Especially when you're so equal like we had here tonight. That is tough to beat a team twice.
It was a pleasure to do this ball game, Gene. Thank you so much. Let's recap the scoring here for Giltner and Axtell. Giltner won the toss and deferred. Axtell took the opening kickoff and got nowhere with it. Giltner got the punt off of that and then took the drive 69 yards and scored first, made it 8-0 with the two-point conversion. Axtell responded with a 31-yard field goal by Eagleston, and it was 8-3. And then it was a 50-yard run by Keith Anderberry. 50-yard explosive run made it 10-8, and that's where we stood for a good portion of the next half hour of playing time. We took that 10-8 score into halftime, coming out with a 35-yard most to Henrik's TD pass with 6:10 to go in the third. Was the first blood drawn in the second half by Giltner. The two-point conversion was no good. They were good on every two-point conversion except for that one. And in retrospect, they're glad they were. And they wish they'd had that other one, probably. It was 14-10 at that point. Then a 20-yard set to Eagleston touchdown pass made it 17-14 when Eagleston kicked his PAT. And, again, Axtell regained the lead. That was with 5:50 to go in the third. As we progress now into the fourth quarter, late in the third quarter, I should say, a 12-yard run by Eastman for Giltner and a successful two-point conversion made it 22-17, a five-point lead at that point for Giltner. Then with 7:34 to go in the fourth period, a 65-yard fect to Clark pass, a beautiful ad-lib by Spencer Fect, some heads-up ad-libbing on his own in his own right by Clark, made it 23-22. The point after was no good. Most for Giltner, Nathan Most, capped a 65-yard touchdown drive by Giltner with a 1-yard quarterback sneak. His third attempt at it finally made it in. Two-point conversion there was good. 30-23 was the score. Axtell wasn't done yet. They scored one more time, making it 30-29. But the two-point conversion, a run play called to Atterbury, the man that had been their go-to running back and the 50-yard run carrier earlier, was tackled in the backfield, and the score ends at 30-29, as does the Axtell season. And Giltner increases their margin now. They are up to a nine-win school.
Yep.
And we will take a break. We'll be back with individual stats. KKPR Kearney, you're listening to the Misco Sporting Goods Postgame Report. We'll be back in 2 minutes to wrap things up.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night. Also, every Wednesday, Sitting Bull Saloon burgers are only $2. Add fries for a dollar more. Keep your pocket full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
If you're in the market for a quality pre-owned vehicle, see Advantage Chevrolet for the deal you need.
Are you ready for a great deal? We're gonna treat you right.
How about an all-star deal on a quality pre-owned car, truck, or van? At Advantage Chevrolet, you'll choose from a great selection of late model, low mileage, pre-owned cars, trucks, and sport utilities at prices and payments that won't penalize your budget. And Advantage Chevrolet quality checks every vehicle before it's put out on the lot, so you know you're gonna get the most for your money. Don't settle for a field goal. Score a touchdown every time when you see Advantage Chevrolet, 1111 M Street in Aurora. The first place you'll think of, the last place you'll stop. Chevy, an American revolution.
Come deal with us, we're going to treat you right.
Back on the Misco Sporting Goods postgame report, we've got an unofficial call-in on that Overton score. Overton, it is said or reported to us, beat their opponent Garden County by 47-42 margin. If that is indeed the case, and why would someone lie about that? If that is indeed the case, it'll be a great game. Overton and Giltner next week, next Tuesday on one of our stations. I can't tell you which one yet. We match them up just like the high school league does, and based on starting times, it'll either end up on KLIQ, KKPR, or one of the ESPN stations. So that's how we do it. And if you're ever wondering, that's how we do it. We got enough stations. It's just a matter of what times fit in. So we're glad. We're really glad we got this one, and believe me, it was a beauty.
This was a classic.
All right, Craig Eckert, along with Gene Beerbaum. And Gene, you've got some unofficial individual stats.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of funny, Craig. He had two football games here in the halves. He had a defensive game that first half, and then we talked about it at a halftime. Both teams are known for lighting it up and scoring 50 points a game and more. Some of them, at times, they scored 60 and 70 points. So we knew they could produce, and they kind of showed that second half and opened up a little bit. But as far as Axtell's concerned, of course, the Heath Anderberry was their go-to guy. He had 25 carries, 117 yards. Just a workhorse in there. He had some tough yards. Spencer Feck, the quarterback, he carried it 10 times himself for 32 yards. And then Weston Gustafson, the other back, 6 carries for 14 yards. As far as passing, Spencer Feck probably had the better night passing than the touted quarterback from Giltner. I'm not taking away from Giltner quarterback. He certainly had a good night, but Spencer Feck, he had 218 yards passing, 15 out of 24. Good night, for passing. Unfortunately, it came to that last play, and it wasn't a pass, and the Giltner opponent snuffed out that two-point conversion. On the Giltner side of the ball, their backs, you had Derek Easton. He ran 12 times for 85 yards. The quarterback, Nathan Most, had 13 carries for 32 yards. Of course, he lost about 8 yards the last two plays because they were just kneeling and dropped back. So he's a little bit better than what the statistics show there. Passing-wise, one of the most touted quarterbacks in Nebraska school history with what he's done this year, or in the last 4 years, actually. But he had 197 yards passing, 15 of 29. So a little under his average, anyhow, less than 50%. But it was good enough to get some points on the board for Giltner and pull out a win here. Great game. I don't know what... You couldn't ask for a better game to watch. It was a nice evening, and comes down to that last play like they did. But Axtell had 40 yards in penalties against them. That hurt a little bit, but they overcame it. That, you know, that was good. What do you want to say on Axtell's part to overcome that penalty? And Giltner had 20 yards in penalties, so a little less there. But both teams punted. Let's see, Giltner had, I only had them down for four punts. Axtell punted like six times. So other than that, I mean, it just around all around good game. I mean, very, very evenly played, clean game, and both teams played their hearts out.
And very few penalties. There was a key penalty right after a clutch first down late in the going. There was a holding penalty that looked for all the world to negate a clutch first down pickup from Spencer Feck to Trevor Feck. But they were able to overcome that, and on the ensuing first down, actually got a personal foul call, attacked another 15 yards on it, so Axtell got back in the ballgame on their final drive, courtesy of that really bizarre series of about three, four plays in a row there. And, again, were able to come down and get the final touchdown, but the conversion not to be on the two-point attempt. A gutsy call there by the coaching staff for Axtell. And gutsy
that one'll
defensive
be,
play.
Yeah, that one will be talked about here in Axtell probably for weeks to come.
Yeah, well, like I said, it always comes down to one play. You know, and I'm going to say something because I don't know this to be the actual truth, but I mean, because I don't know, I haven't talked to the coach since that time. But the coach of Donovan Trumbull had a similar situation in an overtime. And instead of putting the whole thing on his kicker, he went for the conversion via the pass.
Uh-huh.
And I think what that meant was, you know, you're not going to blame the kicker for losing the ball.
Right, right.
And I think a lot of that goes into this. In this particular case, who knows? Eagleston was not asked to put it through. He was 2 for 4 on kick attempts tonight. One was blocked, but he got a PAT and a field goal of 31 yards. So
and he had a field goal attempt blocked.
Yeah. So he certainly was capable of doing it, but that's the way it ends. So I tell you what, we wish, and I'm sure you do too, that all the ball games were this competitive, because they are sure great to be at. They're great to call, and we hope you enjoyed listening to it as well. So that's the Visco Sporting News postgame report tonight. We will have Pleasanton and Loomis on the air. It's an early ball game. It'll be on 1460 a.m. tomorrow. So you Bulldog and Loomis Wolves fans, 1460, 1230 for pregame with Doug Duda, Tony Davis tomorrow on ESPN 1460. So until next time, for Gene Veerbaum, this is Craig Eckert. Again, the final score, Giltner 30, Axtell 29, Giltner Overton. Next Tuesday, you'll hear it on one of our stations. Until then, Craig Eckert, have a great evening.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to KKPR.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.